not participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike?
Mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of Democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
Turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Good, go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Esmai D&B's, and I've been active in my community, and I believe that eventually compassionate conservatives and let's call them liberals alike, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits, I think somehow we'll come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike show and say, where's your crap detector now, see?
That's very helpful. Can we just burping is not, I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls and so that, you know, total lunatics don't call us.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
Of racial invective that contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely.
Are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, there they are.
Here they go, the pallbearers. But now, are they the pallbearers for Robert Palmer or for George Clinton?
Palmer bearers.
Who's higher on the pecking order?
My money, it's Palmer over Clinton.
I believe so.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
George Clinton dead, Robert Palmer dead, yet this man is alive and healthy. Well, he's alive.
I dodged another bullet.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Wildcard.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea.
Yeah. Hey, winner.
Mike O'Meara rejoices, even as the Palmers and the Flintstones grieve.
Ooh, ooh, would you?
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing my Warren Sapp jump.
Our head Beyonce.
Look at this one, Don.
Don and Mike show. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Friday. Broadcast coast to coast on Westwood One. It's September 26th.
Right.
You can call us from anywhere at 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
From Canada, 800 636-1067, Washington, D.C. As always, your hotline, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello, Will.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
There you go. Okay.
Two peas down, one to go. Someone call Paula Poundstone.
You think so? You think she's next?
Well, they go in threes. And Paula Poundstone, because she was recently on the show, was the only pseudo-celebrity with the last name of P that popped into my mind. I know there's
P.
I know there's a lot of them.
I'm trying to think of P celebrity. Last name P celebrity is very difficult to come up with.
Last name P. And Paula Poundstone was just here.
Paula Poundstone is P squared, so that actually works even better.
So watch out, Paula. Listen, I told you this would happen yesterday.
Put your feet up.
It happened today.
Take your shoes off.
I mean, last night, but officially today.
It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox. Boston born and Boston Red Sox. Relax and be a Sox watcher.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am here to be.
I have a little laryngitis today because I was screaming last night.
But and this is going to be out of character for me. A good winner, as I told you.
Isn't that a nice cover? I was drinking last night.
As I told you yesterday, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
This is the first time in 18 years.
I would like to thank Manny Ramirez, Nomar Garcia Parra, Johnny Damon, David Ortiz, Kevin Millar, Bill Miller, Todd Walker, Trot Nixon, Damian Jackson, Adrian Brown, Derek Lowe. Yeah, I know them all by heart.
Wow.
I'm a big fan. And Grady Little. Grady.
There they go.
Grady, the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Great night for the Old Town team and an overwhelming 14-3. Whopping victory to clinch the wild card, and
as I predicted, they are
going to the postseason.
For the first time in 18 years. Now,
wow.
I just want to say it. I am being a good winner here. Congratulations. I'll take Tom Gavin to the TV bar.
I'm trying to be the kind of winner.
You can be whatever kind of winner you want to be.
But I'm not, you know how it is with the Red Sox. It's not gloating time because there's pain in around the corner.
That has trickled down. It used to be Cubs versus Red Sox.
Right.
Then I hated baseball, and then it was just Red Sox versus Yankees. Then it was Red Sox win the East. And this year it was, and last year also, it was simply Red Sox make the playoffs.
Right.
So if you want to do the bet next year.
I'm ready to make the bet for next year.
What is, well, we don't know what the bet for next year is yet.
We don't know what the bet, but I will tell you what I will bet you.
What?
That the Red Sox will win the Eastern Division next year.
I'll take you up.
Going away.
I'll take you up on that today. Terms to be announced.
By at least two games.
Wow.
There,
Rob,
this is officially
really,
the
Rob,
earliest.
There's your confidence.
Really, Rob, mark the tape.
All right.
Mark the disc, however we record it now.
Say it again.
Would you say it again, please?
The Red Sox will win the Eastern Division next year by at least two games.
So is this Mike?
And you're betting me on this?
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet. Gotta figure that one
September
out.
26th.
But we have a bet, though.
We will have a bet.
Okay, gotcha.
Some sort of bet to be mutually agreed upon. We will determine what that is. And I'm doing that because
I accept that.
I'm doing that because of my joy today, you know, which I don't have very often. I mean, it really.
I'm glad for you.
When was the last time? When was the? Was it against the Cleveland when they were in the postseason, but then they lost to the Yankees? I think.
Well, good. I'm glad you're happy.
I'm measured today. I'm not euphoric.
Proper.
I'm happy.
That's proper.
Because I really think that they should be where they are, but. It's a tough road to hoe.
Now, I will take Tom Gavin to a titty bar to be announced. I'll do it in the next week or so.
I would like to discuss terms of that bet, if we may.
I told you in the office.
We went over it a little bit because this is my thought.
If I won, I'd want some input. No, Buzz, listen, it's like when Mike went to the gay bar,
right,
and had was shirtless with a leather vest and had the guys thrusting their genitals in his face.
A lot to negotiate there.
The deal was that we all got to go and watch it.
The whole crew got to go, and that's what I want to do with this bet. I'd like everybody to join Don and Tom. Now we will sit at a separate table. I know you wouldn't mind this, Buzz.
Yeah, no, not at all. See you there.
John and I have discussed the venue.
Uh-huh.
That hasn't been locked in yet, I guess.
They're working on it. One of the premieres.
Is that like the other venue, frankly?
Well, from what I've been told.
Oh, nude.
From what I've been told.
As opposed to.
We can get.
Pasties.
But I've been told we'll get special treatment.
Oh.
At
at the other place.
Well, then, well, color me there. Rob?
Special treat.
I know you're uncomfortable with this type of thing, but, you know, let's, you're invited, too, to sit at our table.
It's your call, Mike.
Charlie, Joe, come on in here. You're invited, too, to come down. We're all going to, the whole gang going to be sitting down there.
I'll spend an hour at a city bar with Tom. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I'm going to order him dinner. It's one of the places that serves food.
All right.
Get him fed. Get him a lap dance.
Mm-hmm.
Share an hour of good talk.
I will buy dinner for our entire crew. Everybody sitting at my table, we will get
and
dinner.
And camaraderie, and of course, I'll tape the whole thing.
And then and this is exactly how it'll go. It'll be very funny. We'll be looking at Don, and then the hour will come, and Don will get up and leave, and most everybody on our crew will leave, and of course I will stay.
And I'll
that's the way that'll go.
I'll stay too.
Well, we'll announce it. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
All I have to say before...
Boston Red Sox!
It's been seriously 18 years. I'm 17-0 betting against the Red Sox, so I'm happy for you.
I don't believe we haven't bet. We didn't bet every year, but I don't believe I've ever won a bet with you involving the Red Sox. To the best of my Rob, you're the show historian. I don't remember ever.
Never.
I've beaten Don in many, many bets, but I have never won a Red Sox bet.
Never a baseball bet.
Never a baseball bet at all.
And how does this stack? I'm just curious because I love to go back in time and revisit. The shocking blonde hair and the leather Raiders jumpsuit.
We were discussing all the bets that I have paid off. Last year was the best with the with my shirt off
at the gay bar, and then
club wet.
And then one year
was really wet.
One year you had to dye your hair platinum blonde.
It was the year that I got very angry at you when you decided after my like eighth bleaching that it wasn't quite platinum blonde enough. And
I was not alone in that feeling.
That's when your wife picked on me. Also, I remember that vividly. I remember that. Like it was yesterday, and you went back for a scalp burning final treatment, yeah. And then I slipped into the Raiders jumpsuit. Where did we get that? Where have we acquired that? We acquired it somewhere.
I bought it as a gift for my late father-in-law.
That's what you bought it for less. And
it's ghetto-licious. It was a black leather.
In gray leather as well.
Jumpsuit.
Yes.
Raiders. Just piping.
The leather piping.
I do remember so clearly Mike charging out onto the parking lot to the cheers of a throng of fans.
Yes, it was.
It was a moment and a half.
It was quite a day.
It was great.
This is ghetto-licious.
There was the head shaving where I shaved my... I think, was that a baseball bet?
Yes, that was. That was.
A baseball bet.
It was. Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congrats.
And congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. Now they can go down to Tropicana Field against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and tune up for the big series against the Oakland A's. And
I got just two things to say to you.
They're gonna mow them down, too.
First,
they're going all the way this year.
Congratulations. I'm really, as I said yesterday, I'm rooting for you. I'm glad you won.
You
deserve some happiness in your life. You do. I will gladly go to the titty bar with Tom.
Right.
Uh-huh. That'll be good for the show no matter which one of us did it.
Right.
But I want to ask you now, do you have, and I am conceding this bet.
Okay.
I have lost this bet.
Okay.
I'm
going
to go to the titty bar with Tom Gavin next week.
Yes.
You'll hear it.
It's on record.
Do you want to bet on Boston and Oakland?
No. Absolutely not. And you can call me a wimp.
Nothing
humiliating. I predicted that the Red Sox would go to the postseason. And
so
I believe this in my heart, that anything that happens now, and this is the way I'm approaching it, is gravy. It will be a surprise and a pleasant surprise.
Would you like to bet on Oakland?
No.
If I took the Red Sox?
No, I can't do that.
Can't bet
you
again.
You want me to bet. I know you want me to bet because you want to, when I come in, you want to share the with my agony, which you know is somewhere around the corner. You want a piece of it, and I understand that. I'm willing to bet you just because I love him and I want him to win. I'm willing to make some sort of wager, and I'll entertain whatever you have in mind.
I don't have anything in mind either, and nothing as grandiose as shaving the head or going to a titty bar. But not something as simple as just like $20 between us.
It's got to be something a little bit more than that.
So that we both have a rooting interest, because really, I don't follow baseball. I only follow baseball to see how well or poorly the Red Sox are doing, because that's the team that Mike likes.
Something that would be a little difficult to do, and something that would be convenient for you or me. Something that I could do for you that would make your life easier, that would be difficult for me, it would just be a pain in the ass.
Okay.
And something you could do for me that would be a
Well, listen, we don't have to worry about it. The playoffs don't start until next week. Mm-hmm. Let's give it some thought. Let's get the titty bar thing out of the way before they start. When do they start the playoffs? Tuesday?
I'll clean your house. No, what's that?
No, because I get the worst on that.
I know.
Because you live by yourself.
I know. And my my housekeeper had a baby. So I have been.
And that is that? Now that
at
is
not at my house.
So
Rob.
You now have three. So you have three children now.
No, not it wasn't my baby.
Oh,
it wasn't my baby.
Okay.
Congratulations, Jennifer. I don't know if you listen to the show, but Jennifer had a baby.
Oh, congratulations, Mike. Big victory for you.
Very, very happy. And man, it was fun to see those fans that deserve it more than any fans of any sport in the
world.
Well,
now you're going overboard.
No, they do. They deserve it. Man, they deserve it. Long suffering is not the, you know, I think there are other franchises that are long suffering, but, you know, with the anxiety that we go through, it's nice to see the Red Sox fans, you know, have a team that they like.
I just want to say that I'm not indicting Mike here in any way. There is a part of me that's rooting for them to win it.
Of course.
So finally, all these people will just shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I take it you've maybe looked in on Curse of the Bambino based on that statement. Maybe you've taken it.
No. This is just watching SportsCenter today and watching the accolades and the people in Boston acting like they've really won something.
We have.
You want a wild card spot.
Yeah, a very difficult thing to do in baseball to achieve the postseason.
Now
you got to take what you can get. You know that.
I know
that. We take what we can get because now, you never know when the next disappointment's going
to
come.
Now that they've watered it down to allow more teams to get in.
Oh, I knew it.
I knew
you would say something like that.
But don't worry.
I knew it.
You've already covered
yourself. Damn you, Don Geronimo.
You've already covered yourself next year because you've already made the bet saying that they're outright going to win the East next year.
Yes, I know. And it would be more satisfying to win the division, you know. By two games, as Robin pointed out. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
At least.
Yeah, I'm just busting.
At least.
I'm just busting your balls because I'm a bad loser. Congratulations. I mean it. And I'll have a good time with Tommy and everybody will have a
And you're on. We will figure. If anybody has a suggestion, you know, we're on with the bet with the playoffs.
So, George Plimpton, who cares? He's dead. Robert Palmer. Now, here's a guy that we have a brief one-day history with.
Yep,
but the one day that we had with Robert Palmer was an extraordinary day.
Oh, it was. It was fascinating.
It was back when he was popular, and back when we were popular, incidentally. So it's
the heyday.
We were both in our heyday.
And we were playing music, obviously, right?
Yeah, we were like playing one or two records an hour at that point. And they brought Robert Palmer in, mm-hmm. and the record guy says Robert Palmer doesn't do radio. He doesn't do morning radio.
Hadn't you set it up with the record guy for my birthday?
Yes.
And it was like a surprise?
Yeah, with Tommy, as a matter of
Tommy fact. Tommy Schoberg.
Right, that it was going to be, please have Robert Palmer come in. Mm-hmm. You know, we're fans. Mike really likes him. He doesn't even have to sing or do anything. Just come in and say hello. And they gave us the whole spiel about Robert Palmer is low-key. Robert Palmer doesn't like to do interviews, doesn't like radio, doesn't like to get up in the morning. But he came in, had a good time, mm-hmm. got done with the segments, and then says, would you guys like to join me for dinner tonight? Well, this was an invitation that, of course, we accepted.
Of course.
Right. I mean, it's Robert Palmer.
Very cool.
He was still alive. He was popular. We went downtown.
Did he come on our show?
Yes, he did. That's how we ended up going to dinner with him.
No, that's not.
My wife remembered it because my wife.
Well, that's not how it happened.
Yes, it is.
No, the way it happened was you got together with Tommy Schoberg and said, as a birthday present, we're going to go out to dinner with him, and then we went down to that hotel. He didn't invite us. It was all done behind the scenes.
It was not.
Your wife will confirm this.
It was not.
Absolutely.
It was. I'm telling you, I already had the conversation with her today.
No,
it was not, because she talked to your wife, your other wife, after the show.
You presented it to me as a surprise.
But if you that said was the case, that, how would we have a tape of him? It's not like you brought a tape recorder to the.
Well, I don't doubt he might have been on the show, but the whole.
No, he was, Mike. This is exactly it. But I thought. Hold on. We're both right. He was on the show.
At a different time.
No, he was on the show that day. He was on the show that day, but the dinner.
Was arranged beforehand.
No, the dinner was. You know, God, how long ago was it?
I just, well, it was a special. It was, and I remember Sam the milkman.
Yeah, the records guy. The record
guy. No, the radio guy that was a friend of Matt.
With a striped shirt.
I'm sorry. This is just, I'm trying to remember all these.
You know, if we had just had this discussion yesterday, Robert Palmer could have been asked.
I know.
Well, but now.
Now nobody will be proven.
Lots of time.
All I know is, yes, he was on the show. He had a good time. We had dinner with him. Our wives were there. Because it was so long ago that Belita was there. And we sat down with this guy, Robert Palmer, after having him on the show, because he was goofing on the jokes. If you remember sitting at dinner, part of the stuff that we had done on the air that day was making fun of Matt, the program director.
Right.
Remember how Matt loved Barry Manilow?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Robert Palmer enjoyed goofing.
And Neil Diamond.
Yeah, and Neil Diamond.
Right.
Enjoyed goofing on the program director liking Barry Manilow and Neil Diamond.
And it was very cool because when he came down to dinner, he was dressed just like he would dress in his videos.
He always
kind of
dressed that
sophisticated
way.
Suit, and he looked very cool.
And while we were sitting there, we were drinking, but we were also eating. He ate nothing.
Hmm.
Do you remember? Now, here's a
we will agree on this point.
All he did was drink.
He had, before the appetizer arrived, he had 5 martinis.
I thought it was 6. Okay. I have 6 written down, but I'm willing to give you here that I'm sketchy on some of these.
Well,
details.
The 6 might have been consumed while the appetizer was being laid in front of him.
All I know is that he pounded.
And then pontificated.
And then we started to get his philosophy on life.
He went on, and nobody said anything because it was all him. He did all the talking.
Oh, but he loved us because we sat there like saps eating it up.
We were star effers. Nobody was hotter at the moment.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
He had Simply Irresistible and all those
he
other
He didn't
hits.
Bring the babes with him?
No, he didn't bring those babes.
He was by himself, and he stayed throughout our dinner. Now, he ate nothing.
Didn't he have a date? He had one cute woman with him.
She was at the table for a while, then she excused herself and
right.
never came back.
She left and never came back.
And he didn't care.
No.
Yeah. And I think maybe the reason that she left was that he was just drinking and talking and like
rambling.
Ignoring her.
And it was really, at a certain point, it got to the point where, you know, it sounds like this and he's just going on and just singing. And we were just like, okay, whatever you say, sir. It was a thrill. It was fun.
Yeah,
at the
sure
time.
It would be.
He was a nice guy. And
very nice guy.
And I believe he called in a couple of times after that while he was popular.
Uh-huh.
And he's dead now. So anyway, that's our tribute to Robert Palmer.
That's our obit.
The final.
Somebody that we knew, kind of. And George Plimpton, don't know, don't care.
Grew up... What was this thing he did when we
Paper
were...
Tiger? Paper Lion.
Paper Lion. Where he pretended he was, a football player? And then he pretended he was something
tried out for the Detroit Lions, wrote about it.
I was telling Robbie up in the office, I don't know if you were up there when I told Robbie this, that I had just read last week, I think it's Sports Illustrated, that they were going to do a 35th or 40th anniversary of that book and that movie. Mm-hmm. And everybody agreed to come back for this reunion, except Alan Alda, who played George Plimpton in the movies. And now, hey... Joke's on everybody.
Right.
Be no party now. No Plimpton.
Yeah.
No party.
That's too bad.
Well, BFD.
How old is he? Anybody know how old he was?
About 100.
68, I think.
68.
He was older than that.
100, Buzz.
68. He was
George
attend.
Plimpton was 100.
Wow. 100 years old.
That I'm positive of. And I'm positive of this as well, that no matter how long... I'm rubbing my face for a second just to compose myself. No matter how long I'm married... I'm convinced I'm never going to get it right. It 22 years now, and Fred and I have been through everything. And now we're past our son being off at college, and we're really happy with the direction that we're both moving in, and we're happy together. Although this morning, and I know I brought this up before, I'm going to bring it up again, so bear with me. Heavy conversation. Even if it's just moments after I've finished my first mug of coffee, you can't do that.
Morning's not a good time
for
that.
You can't get me out of bed, and she didn't get me out of bed. I'm going to wake up at 6:30. I go downstairs, I get the coffee, and I'm just finishing the first cup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a 4-cup in the morning guy.
You do 4 cups in the morning?
Yeah. Wow. So I'm just getting the first one down, and she starts with the boom, 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 boom. Here's what it comes down to. She says... Tomorrow, I'm going to go to an antique show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go with me? And I'm thinking now, I'm not really quite awake yet, and I'm not saying no, and I'm not saying yes. I was just sitting at the kitchen table. I said nothing. She said, well,
I said, I'm thinking about it. And she said, never mind. If you got to think about it, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, wait, hold on. Give me a chance here. And then right away, she's shut. The door is closed. She said, forget it.
Mm.
I said, where's it at? And she told me. And I went, oh, because it's a ways away.
Sure.
And then I said, well, you know, maybe we could. And she said, no, forget it.
Wow.
And I said, no, come on, you're being totally unfair on this. It's like because I rebuffed you the first moment, I either have to jump in enthusiastically, both feet, and say,
right.
Hey, I'd love to,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, deal's off.
Or it's over.
Wow. Right. So she goes out to walk the dogs, and I'm thinking about this, and when she comes back, I've got my response ready. Because this is what it's like when you're married. That's just round number one.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes back from walking the dogs, she sits down. Second round, I say to her, now one of the things she said to me, she said, well, you're not like one of my friends, that if I called one of my friends and said, hey, I'm going to go to this antique thing, they'd say, if they weren't doing anything, sure, I'd be glad to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, would your friends ask you the time parameters? Would your friends say, when you think about leaving, when you're thinking about getting back? I said, would your friends ask what's involved? She said, yes, they would, but you didn't ask me any of that. I said, well, it's because I was thinking.
So you weren't demonstrating a proper amount of interest.
Now, she says, you could do this with me just because it's something that I want to do. This is my wife speaking. And I said, okay. And then she said, I go to the football games with you. She said, I don't like football, but I go to the football games with you, and at that point...
She's used the football games on a regular basis.
In this battle, she's got me, because she says, I go to football games, and she says, but when I go to the games, there are people, and I bring a magazine, and I bring my binoculars, so I have some distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what are my distractions at the antique show?
Right.
And she said, well, now, why do you need distractions at the antique show? And I said, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh. Right.
You get a distraction when you do something with me that you don't really like doing, and I appreciate it, but I should get the exact same distraction. She finally says, I should just go unequivocally just to be with her. And then I say,
that's tough.
Then I say, okay, you got it. And she says, it's too late now.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Bye-bye.
And I said, wait a minute.
These are their rules.
I said, hold on. Wait a second. What if you called one of your friends, and I'm assuming a woman friend, right? And she says, I'm going to go to this thing. And the friend said, I don't know. I don't think Frida would say to someone who she cared about,
you weren't quick enough with your enthusiastic acceptance.
Yeah, so forget it.
Definitely a husband wife thing.
So you can't win. The only option is either just to say no and be ready for the chilly reception, or to fake being so enthusiastically excited.
Is there any activity that anyone can think of for a guy, an average guy, that would be worse than an antique show?
I can't think of anything.
Nor can I.
I mean, I'm sure there are woodworkers that maybe get into it and stuff, but they're
a flower show.
Oh,
flower show.
Absolutely.
Ever got dragged to one of those?
You found one.
There you go. Because you can find records at an antique.
And Rob, not only have I been to a flower show, I worked at the one at my kid's school.
Oh, yeah.
For 10 years.
You know, now I'm beginning to see why you guys are married and I'm not, because I never went to an antique or a flower show.
And the antique show that I believe my wife is talking
about. Okay, well, you're a different guy.
I guess so.
Well, he's not talking about the type of antiques where there's like a flea market stuff where you can get...
Oh, like pricey stuff?
Well, this is like, she's taking these art classes and she's looking at furniture from the Napoleon era.
To paint?
I don't know. I mean, she has websites and pictures. She's taking a class of art.
Is your house...
art appreciation.
Is your house going to be filled with antiques at some point?
Priceless antiques.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, I think no matter what it is, it'll be priceless, Rob. So,
breaking, really.
So I figure I can't win. But the only option that I have is just to say yes immediately, and I've not said yes immediately, so that goes out the wayside. Now... this comes on the heels of last night, where we had this terrible decision in our house at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We both like CSI.
Yes.
We like to watch CSI together. She likes Will and Queer, and she wanted to see the queer show that was on after Will and Queer. I wanted to see CSI. Uh-huh. I said, tape Will and Grace and tape the other show and watch CSI real time at 9 o'clock. And her point was, no, TiVo CSI, watch the other shows with me, and then we'll watch CSI afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it became a real pissing match.
At any time during this particular argument, were the words exchanged that this will be there'll be a need for a real CSI?
No, this is all.
If this discussion continues,
this is all very calm.
Good.
This is all very calm. And as a matter of fact,
we don't want to see anybody sitting back like some of those people were last night on CSI.
We're just, we're literally 30 feet away. She's watching Will and Grace, which to me seems to be the same show every week.
Right.
That the gay guy comes in and he's got
a crush. Makes a lot of entrances.
And he's got a crush on the other guy, and the lady with big boobs and the helium voice comes in, and then the redhead who's really not that hot comes in.
Laughs ensue.
And then
Horatio shows up.
And then, for her money, for my wife's money, CSI is always the same, that it's somebody who gets killed, and then they put on the funny glasses, the big work goggles, and they look for her fingerprints. Well, I'm watching this, and about 9:15, our paths cross in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I said, so, how's that Will and Grace? And she said, it's funny. And she didn't ask me how CSI was. Mm. So I said...
He said funny.
I said, Grissom's got a beard. And she said, really? I said, yeah, looks to me like it's dyed. She said, oh, hope you enjoy it. So we go, we go our separate
back
ways.
The show. So, you pass in the hallway?
Now, this is the thing that I'm coming to, the point on all this. I'm going to wrap this up very briefly.
Okay.
She brought that up this morning. Oh. When I was mentioning this to her, when she was giving me the lecture about the antique show,
right. She
said, well, it's not like I don't ask you to do things with me all the time. She said, I go to the football games with you. She said, I asked you to watch CSI last night. Well, no, not really, because she wanted me to TiVo the CSI to watch the other, and then wait, and I like watching it at 9 o'clock. So, no, not really. Then she said, I asked you to go to dinner. I said, I cannot think of a time when you've asked me to go to dinner when I have said no. And she said, well, what about tonight? Well, as it turns out, tonight, my wife and Buzz's wife are taking out Rob's wife because Rob's wife had her birthday this week.
Happy birthday to Carrie.
Yes. So I said to her, wait a minute, hold on. You want me to go to dinner with you and Carrie and Marcia? With no offense to any of the lovely ladies.
Yeah.
That's a girl's thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's these girls that are taking out... Rob's wife.
Mugging him.
And listen, and Buzz gave me the same mugging downstairs.
Bob's giving you the thumbs up on this
Buzz,
evening.
You know what Buzz said to me downstairs? He said, hey, thanks for tonight. Right? So I mentioned this to my wife. I said, now listen, this is totally unfair.
Maybe we should all go out to dinner tonight.
Oh, no. I have plans. I said to her, wait a minute, hold on. You asked me to go to dinner, but it's a dinner with girls, with all the wives.
Yeah.
And then she said, now get ready for this, Rob. She said, well, it was really Carrie's idea.
Right.
And I said, well, then, Rob should be the one to initiate to the...
So Rob should go to the dinner?
If Rob had to go and he wanted support, it should be Rob that asked. And then my wife says to me...
That would get you to the table, wouldn't it?
My wife says, no, you're the lead guy.
Right.
You got to decide. If you go...
You're the alpha male.
The other guys will go. And I said, listen, I don't want that on me.
No.
I said, I know that those other guys don't want to go out to eat. I mean, again, really, no offense...
Of course not.
...to any of the wives.
So they still made their plans that they're going out to dinner.
They are. Now, Buzz, please... Speak as honestly as I am. Don't leave me on an island.
It was a girls' night out. No single one of us wants to go. And this is their thing. And to decide, to say at the last minute, I don't have any
Carrie
says,
plans.
We're told now that Carrie says men are welcome, but and then it was given to Don to invite the rest of us,
I guess. This is some sort of cruel, womanly plot.
It is. It's a
trick.
Because
I can't go because I've got the kids tonight.
Oh, that's right.
So I don't know what the play is, but... Watch it.
You know, I'm not going to call
See?
Her. I'm not.
I don't have my kids this weekend, and I am.
You want me to
I
keep
am
yours?
Completely free. For
Do you want to go to dinner with my wife and Rob's wife and Buzz's
like,
wife?
You know, in all seriousness, no.
Okay.
See,
so this is what I'm going.
You know, I was so tempted to really go further with that, but he's good at that, and he would get me in trouble if I did that.
No, you'd be going.
Yeah, I know.
You'd be having a great time.
Where are they going to be going? Locally or downtown or what?
I don't locally. I think just in the the neighborhood.
Okay, I hope they have a good time.
Somewhere close. So that's what I was going through today. That's I wish that somebody would just. I would think after 20 years. You'd get a handbook in the mail.
No, it's not going to happen.
I'm waiting every day for the mailman to say, congratulations, here it is. You've made it through 20 years of marriage. Here's the book. Here's what to do when she says this.
The rule is, regardless of the topic, they present us with questions for which there are no right answers. You can't win, bottom line.
Well,
bottom line.
Found that out today.
It gets a little old hearing all you guys complain. You know, it really, really gets a little bit old hearing all you guys complain all the time.
You can give us tips on how to fix that.
So you got a big smile on your face.
Well, yeah, I do and I don't. I do. Sometimes I do. And it's like, you know what? One man's whatever is another man's whatever.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. You know?
Right.
You know?
So anyway, I think it's a stalemate with my wife. When I left the house today, she was happy. I got it.
So what are you doing tonight?
I'm doing what I do best.
Home.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good thing to do.
Get in the car, and Mike, all I've got to say, four letters, baby. You want me tonight? TGIF. And I'm not talking about going to the restaurant.
No.
I'm talking about the George Lopez show. The Kelly Ripa show.
I'm having one of those Fridays for me where I'll probably go check in with TNN, see what's happening.
Uh-huh.
With TNN?
The Nigerian Nightmare.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the cable channel. Oh, you're going to go out with Timmy O'Bibin.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet, so we'll see. But I understand. And so everything's locked, and it's not a problem anymore. They're going out, and everybody's fine. Nobody has to go.
Right.
No,
right,
absolutely
good.
Not.
Good for you.
Mike, what's up with your steady, Raymond Diaz? How come you're not going out with your buddy?
Raymond? I was with Raymond in the wee hours of the morning as he drove me home.
Okay.
He drove me home, and I picked up my car. We had a few toddies after the band thing last night, and Raymond and I had a lovely conversation all the way home. And
anything about him buttling for you?
In a way, he...
that sounds dirty.
Do you know,
it's not, though. Sounds queer.
Do you know, seriously, that Raymond is... I believe his job is like a computer consultant, and he has periods of time where he doesn't have to work because he has this contract, and he's in one of his like 2-week periods where.
What do you want? Answer me these fucking three.
He is now.
Not to work.
He explained to me as best I remember. I was kind of in and out of consciousness because I was very tired and it was very late, and I wasn't driving.
You were very festive.
I was festive, but I was also exhausted, and I was sleeping on the way. And in between that, I discern from Raymond that he has a chunk of time off now. This is the God's honest truth.
Okay.
And he was asking me if there was anything that he could do, anything I needed, you know, that
buttling.
Had to be buttling.
Buttling.
You know, I don't like the way that sounds.
But
somehow it sounds anal to me.
No, I just said it sounded queer. And you
buttling.
Buttling, yeah.
I was thinking about last night.
One who buttles. The butler.
He's your assler.
He is. Now, now you're making it ugly. You know, there's nothing sexual.
No, listen.
There is nothing sexual between me and Raymond.
I know you would not eat his A.
I would never.
Oh.
Wow. The very thought.
Fit for a king.
The very thought. I've just gotten two new gray hairs. My God.
Well,
but he's free, and he asked me. And I'm not going to, you know, ask him to clean the house, because that's just not going to happen.
That's why you have the pregnant maid.
He would greet people.
How far through her pregnancy, incidentally, did you allow her to clean your house?
It was her decision. I believe the ninth month she was still working. You know, I don't know. I don't know these things.
No, he wouldn't clean, but he would be responsible for setting up cleaning, right? That's what we determined?
Yeah, there are a number of things I could have him do. Do you guys have any suggestions? He literally asked me last night. He said, I've got this chunk of time.
Absolutely.
I've had him move my stuff from New York. I've had him do a bunch of things. Do you have any suggestions
on
what he could do to make my life easier?
I was just for the two of you, take him to a sauna.
You see, now, you're
not what he's looking for.
You have to separate my loneliness from my day-to-day existence and my life of maximum convenience.
Here's what you do.
That was a serious question I asked.
His first task is to get a birthday present for Buzz, whose birthday is
October 7th.
Oh, Fantastic.
And if he does well there, he can handle your Christmas shopping.
Man, I'll tell you, he's got a big brain.
Gentlemen.
Raymond, if you're listening,
start buttling.
I will give you an allowance.
Here's the best part of Mike. That this is the negotiation right now on the radio.
Yeah.
It won't be a phone call.
Raymond, you heard what Rob said. Feel free to purchase a lovely birthday gift.
Price ceiling?
I really think for the sake of everybody's feelings, that should be discussed off the air.
Yes.
$40.
Thank you, Mike.
That's like less than Secret Santa money.
I know.
Hello.
We might put another $5 on that.
Don and Mike, hello. Wow.
We might.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. You're on the air.
You guys ever go to a stag and go with your wife? Do you know what those are?
Have I ever been to a what? A stallion doe?
A stag and doe. It's like I don't know if that's like just a Canadian thing or if you guys do that in the States. It's like when they combine a guy's stag with a woman's shower. But usually the women end up dominating it, and the guys are just bored out of their minds.
Oh, it sounds horrible. Oh, that's a train wreck.
No, yeah, I don't know. I'd probably rather go antiquing.
Wasn't Charlie Broyhill's shower kind of like a stag and doe? Wasn't he there with the women?
I don't think so. The current trend, and I know this because they're working on one for my buddy Brad, is called a couple's shower, which is basically just a party that celebrates the marriage.
Is that the one where everybody has to drink a lot of water before they go?
Yeah. Everybody just goes on them. Hello.
Here comes the lucky man.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I can sympathize with you, Don, on the married thing. I've been married 23 years, like 26 with the wind chill factor, so I can sympathize, buddy.
That's funny.
Do you mind if I steal that?
No, go ahead.
All right, thank you.
And as I phoned about George Clinton, that guy was awesome. He did so much crap. He golfed with like every president.
Hold on, just think about what you're saying. He did so much crap.
The guy who tackled Saran Saran when Kennedy got shot.
Was
no kidding.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I believe you called him Sharan as if he was in Duran.
Maybe I'm like, breaking up a bit.
Hungry like the wolf.
And now, here's Simon LeBon and Sirhan.
I remember that concert when George Plimpton tackled Duran.
Was that a great one?
It was fun.
And when Teddy Kennedy came out, and Bobby Kennedy, I'll say Girls on Film.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Very exciting. I'm out with the Duran.
Oh, I can.
You can go with the whole collection, can't you?
Yes, I could, but it would expose my gay side. So I choose not to, except to say the reflex tells me it's time to break. So if we don't take a break, the union of the snake won't happen.
Wow.
And then we're all end up in Rio. Which is maybe the gayest Duran video of all.
Well, her name was Rio.
Yeah,
or his name is Rio?
Her name was Rio.
She danced upon the sand.
But I think we all know his name was Rio. If you saw the video with them on the boat with their shirts off, just dancing around.
Great hair.
Great band. How come Robert Palmer's dead, yet the guys in Duran are still alive?
Because there's not as much pressure when you're like selling cars somewhere.
And don't forget, they duetted in the power station.
They work together.
Oh, God.
We got a break.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Rob. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The Don and Mike Show. The keynote speakers at the BM Banquet, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Yep.
We're jam-packed today. Take a couple of calls, and then we'll get to some... I think we'll start with disturbing jail mail today.
Mm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hi, Mike. I wanted to wish you congratulations on winning the bet.
Thank you.
And, I think you're right. The Red Sox are going to go all the way.
Thank you.
I've been married for 7 years.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, does it get any better?
Listen, generally it's great. But you have days, you have moments where it's not.
Well, he might be dealing with the 7-year itch.
Well, no, not necessarily. But I guess...
You said bitch, but then you said, but yeah.
Did I now?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yeah, no, listen, it gets fine. It gets fine. Here's how it always ends up. Here's the way.
Okay.
Get used to the face of S.
She wins. That's the rule.
That's how you keep a happy marriage.
And, sir, you're listening to two guys that have been at it for quite a while, and I would take that advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
I mean, it's a happy marriage, but, you know, I get the same thing, you know? Like IKEA. Going to, you know, like...
You don't want to go.
No.
All right.
Just quit
your bitching, okay?
Listen, it's...
God.
You know, yes, take it from Mike's perspective. Be glad you're married.
Yeah, I am, really. I am very happily married.
I mean, you know, I'm all for commiserating that with mm-hmm. all of us married guys are in this together. Mm-hmm. But my point is never, when does it get worse or when does it get better? Because it's generally always pretty constant.
It's good.
It's just always going to be the same then.
It's good. You know the alternative, sir, is... The alternative is some frozen Tyson Santa Fe chicken strips cooked in a pan that you leave the next morning and no one cleans it unless you do.
That's true.
There it is.
That doesn't sound bad, Mike.
Excellent. You guys.
They were tasty.
All right, see you later.
You guys are the best. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, you just, and listen, I'm first to tell you, I'm pussy whipped. Totally pussy whipped. That's the only way marriages stay together.
I think you might be right.
Either that, or you got to have like a job in Boston, and she's got to have a job in San Francisco.
That works.
And you only see yourself like you see each other like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that doesn't work either.
Because I'm telling you, you're with everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They just wear you down. They wear you down. And I'm not even.
You are in the middle of it, aren't you? Right now.
Yeah, well, you heard.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not putting her on the air, and right. She doesn't necessarily want to go on the air. I don't even think she's listening now at this point.
That'd
be
best.
She just said, talked her into the break, obviously. She said, well, I just turned it off as soon as I heard you start.
Mm-hmm.
I just, because your version. She said, in your version, you're polite, you're nice, you're saying all this stuff. And I said, well, I'll put you on the air to put your version on. She said, no. She said, no, forget it. And then I kept pressing. I said, just answer me this.
Mm-hmm.
How come after the first time you said, you know, go to this antique thing, when I didn't immediately jump at it, then when I came later and said, okay, 10 minutes later,
mm-hmm.
okay, she said, no, by then you'd taken the joy out of it for me. Because then I know you would be there just because mm-hmm. you feel like you have to be there.
So is the end game here is you're not going antiquing tomorrow. You're not going to the antique show.
I am not going antiquing tomorrow. And the last thing my wife said to me as she hung up on me
mm-hmm.
is, I am quite a buzzkill.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
She said... Well, listen, it was fine when you left the house
you
today.
You killed her excitement about going out tonight or to the antique show or to the entire weekend?
I believe, at least for the foreseeable future.
Life in general.
I believe she was just sitting in the backyard, reading a book, lounging in the spectacular surroundings that I managed to supply her with. And, you know, she had on the box, the our voices come through.
Yeah.
And, then she got so mad she had to get up from the chair and go turn the box off.
That's unfortunate.
And anyway, so, yeah, stick with it. That's my advice to you guys out there.
Stick with it.
There you go.
Get used to certain defeats.
Stick with it.
Accept defeat.
Yes.
Embrace defeat.
Maybe that's it. That might really be the best advice you guys could give.
You must.
I don't know.
You must embrace the defeat.
I don't think I ever did.
You must embrace
it. You can accept it without embracing it, I think.
Well, after a while, Buzz, how long have you been married?
28 years.
All right, 22. Maybe we're in different places.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to embrace it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Why fight it?
At this point, I feel like the French, you know. Come on in, Hitler.
Take me, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You like stuff here? You like our nice fancy buildings and our nice food?
Take them.
Absolutely take them. We got some disturbing jail mail.
You mentioned this yesterday, and I was curious about this.
That I want to share with you. And it's disturbing on a couple different levels, so
I'm just going to warn you that up front.
So if you're sensitive about things like this, if this is the type of thing that...
Mike, I'm mainly warning you.
Oh, no.
It has nothing about kids or anything, but I don't think you're going to like some of the things he's written, and he includes his...
Does he include me in it?
No. Right. It's just... We now know for sure exactly why this particular guy's in jail, because he sent a copy.
Well, thank you for preparing me.
Okay, so
The way this came was
through the regular mail. Don and Mike, North Pole, mm-hmm. always gets to us.
Word.
And, Buzz, this comes from your neck of the woods, from the El Dorado Correctional Facility.
El Dorado, they pronounce it in Kansas.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yes.
In El Dorado, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back, of course, it says, notice this correspondence was mailed from an institution operated by the Kansas Department of Corrections. Mm-hmm. Its contents are uncensored.
Very scary.
Now, we get a lot of these jail letters, and who am I to say, but I think maybe the guys running the jails should look at these letters once in a while. I think the prisoners should have rights, but, well, let me read here and then you'll understand.
Wow, what a scary setup.
I'm curious.
Well, maybe I'm overdoing it. I don't know. Don and Mike. Hey, dudes. What the F is going on? No more Don and Mike in Kansas? I think not. Must have written this while the station was taking us off.
Mm-hmm.
And also, bear with me, this letter is so poorly grammatically written, and the spelling is...
atrocious.
I'll read you some of the spelling.
Okay, very surprised at that.
No more Don and Mike in Kansas? I think not. But if you guys do drop off, I'll move to the D.C. area after the tropical storm comes and goes. It is raining... Puzzy, and I'm getting hit with a big fat D. Don't you leave me, you bastards. Misspelled B-A-S-T-E-R-E-D-S.
Mm-hmm.
I need you in my life. My bloody stool, spelled S-T-O-L-E, my bloody stole needs you. Would you believe I get out of prison finally? 6-1-0-4. So less than a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, it's true. So, where is Clarice? Clarice, ooh. You never come to visit me. Where's Charles Stossel? You never come to visit me, you little pool boy. How rude. Now I may have to come to visit you. Oh, Charles. We'll play with your little headless dolls, and I'll dress you up in pretty, pretty leather G-strings. Okay, seriously, guys. I've been without a radio since about October 01.
Wow.
And I have just started to hear you again since a week ago after I got out of SEG after doing 2 years in long-term lockdown.
Segregated.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, you're right, Mike, and we'll find out about that when we read... the segregation report that was sent along, the official report from from the prison.
Reason why he was isolated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it continues. I just started after SEG. Long-term lockdown. I lasted 5 months in population. I had fun, though. Well, guys, I wanted to say, hey, and Charles, back. And then he draws a tongue. Oh, I enclosed
Jesus.
The SEG report that Hutch did on me.
Hutchinson.
Who's that, Buzz?
That's a town near Wichita.
Those scary...
Well, sounds like a guy, maybe, if it's a guy that draws the report.
Those scary-ass punks there don't know what they're talking about. I never planned to kill anyone.
Is Hutchinson a facility, Buzz?
Yeah, that's where it's headquartered. Yeah.
I never planned to kill anyone. I only wanted a handy, and for him to say, I love Don and Mike. But you know. Oh, IMU stands for Interns Management Unit. Unit is spelled UNITE, U-N-I-T-E. MRA is more restricted area. No clothes, no bedding, no mattress. It's when you make them suit up and raw in on you and you fight them. But, hey, good news.
Good.
News is spelled K-N-E-W-S. The library includes some very good books. Know Your Poodle and Trucker Jokes, all of which suck. Take care, Don and Mike, and you can think you can help me with a job when I get out. And one question, where is Charles Stossel, movie guy? Later, guys. And Buzz, my transsexual girlfriend Christy says, burgundy red is a good color for you.
That was my bra, yes.
Could you send her a 36C bra? She is a 36C. P.S. Have you ever seen a man shoot a Roman candle out of his ass?
Interesting. Fascinating.
And then there's the paperwork. And this is from the Kansas Department of Corrections. The classification review. I know we're always wondering, why are these guys in jail, these guys that write to us? I think that
he's getting out June 1st next year.
I think that we always imagine in our mind's eye that these are guys that have stolen from major companies, a white-collar crime.
Right.
You know, maybe at worst, a carjacking.
And I don't think we really think about the part of our society that we have behind bars.
Try not to.
Well, I'll tell you this inmate. Let me see, what's his name here? His first name is Tracy. Well, he has, I've got his entire record here. Okay. 02-20-03. All of these things happened in jail during the last 6 months.
Okay. So February 20th of this year, right?
Insubordination, disrespect of officers.
Hmm.
Next day, threaten and intimate officers. Next day, battery of officers.
Ooh, building.
Next day, oh, I'm sorry, 6 days later, disruptive behavior. Same day, violation of published orders. 14 days later, restricted area, unauthorized presence. 1 month later, violation of published orders. Another month later, use of stimulants, sedatives, etc.
Oh, dear.
Same day. Misuse of state property. Comments, recommendations. And this is only page one.
Okay.
Inmate Harris was interviewed by D. McConaughey, CCII, and officer manager on 523. During this review period, Harris has numerous disciplinary convictions. He's counseled on the importance of a clear conduct record, and encouraged to avoid additional disciplinary action.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, all right, maybe he got his act together.
Yeah, learned his lesson.
Let's move the clock ahead to date this report filed, 6303, June 3rd.
Yeah, a short time ago.
Months ago. He had been placed in administrative segregation on March 11th of this year. He was in segregation cell A1134. Facts. Inmate Harris, Tracy, was placed in administrative segregation on 0512 from the IMU unit after I&I obtained information he was planning to kill another inmate. Material found in his cell showed he was also promoting... Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
The white supremacist group at this facility.
Hey!
He's a validated member of the security threat group. Harris was placed on MRA status on 0528.
Wow.
For refusing to move and incitement to riot. He pled guilty to both of these infractions. Since then, he has received 7 Class 1 disciplinary reports to include charges for disobeying orders, incitement to riot, threatening, battering, and hoarding meds. He's also received 10 Class 2 disciplinary reports to include disrespect and disruptive behavior. Inmate Harris has demonstrated by his disciplinary history he has no respect for authority. He has no intention of abiding by institutional rules and regulations. Inmate Harris has established himself as a threat to the maintenance of safety and good order within the facility, and it is recommended that he be transferred to long-term segregation at the earliest possible date.
I think he's just misunderstood.
And he's talking about getting out in June.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And he sent us the copies of the stuff that I'm reading you from jail.
Wow.
That's why I called it a disturbing jail mail.
Very disturbing.
Yeah.
But it sounds like I don't think they'd release him unless he was perhaps showing some signs of cooperating. I don't know.
I don't know. You know, we always wonder, what are these guys in there for?
Well, if you're bad, don't they stick time onto your sentence?
And it never really said what he was in there for. It's just the stuff that he's done since he's been in there.
They can, but with the overcrowding, a lot of times they push him out.
Advertisers, look who you can reach with the Don and Mike Show.
He's clearly being railroaded.
Well, there you go. So thanks for the letter.
Is this the type of individual that you want buying your products? That's disturbing.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, he was kind of weird talking to Buzz, too, you know.
You know, you got to take advantage of the opportunity that other people don't have to see the handwriting.
There it is.
To see the handwriting that screams, mm-hmm. you know, nut job.
Yeah.
That screams.
Well, maybe we'll get a phone call on June 1st.
Perhaps we will.
So
that was the disturbing jail mail that I had. But I hope it lived up to the hype.
You going
to
send him a bra, Buzz?
No, I don't think so.
hope it lived up. Hope everybody's happy with that.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jesus. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, our Red Sox, how about them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Piccoli.
There you go. Way to go, Sox.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike.
Still waiting for that normal call.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. I got your third dead pee, guys. It's easy. It's the Pope. Pope John Paul.
Wow, he could be the third P.
Yeah, and you can just call it Pope.
Pope.
Paul.
Paul. John Paul.
John Paul.
PJP.
P squared. There you go.
Another P squared.
There it is.
Right.
There you go. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
He's so proud.
Bye-bye. Maybe that'll come true.
PJP.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Donnie.
Sally, listen, you gotta warn us when you're gonna do that, okay? Oh, he hung up.
He's gone.
That's a guy who always wants to eat our genitals.
And he gets them wrong. We don't have those.
He gets his female genitals. It's funny. It makes us laugh. It's one of those things we have to delete out. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you guys that guy could be getting out real soon, because it depends on what kind of term he's serving. If he's serving parole, he's going to get out, because once their jail time's up, it's up.
That's good to know.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Seems to me that
Tim,
he's having all these issues inside. It's probably not going to get much better outside.
Hello, Tim.
Yes.
But he's a big fan of the show, Mike.
Yes, he is.
Hi, Tim.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. Hey, guys, how you doing?
If you said yes one more time, I was going to have to put you in a segregated area.
What do you want?
Hey, that idiot from the El Dorado Correctional Facility. He'll get out on time because Kansas went to a sentencing guideline. So when he does his maximum amount of time, he gets out no matter how much he screws up in the prison.
That's a comforting thought.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, it is. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That's strange. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but because of overcrowding and budget cutbacks, they're letting them go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They're turning 6,000 loose in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, for budget cutbacks. No other reason.
Wow.
But I think this guy who wrote the letter should keep in mind that we're right here in Fairfax, Georgia.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
How's it going?
Okay.
I'm a teacher, and that sounds like every office referral I have to write every day.
What grade do you teach?
I teach high school.
What grade?
I teach them all, 9 to 12.
So you have a random acts of insubordination every day at high school?
Oh, yeah. And some of them are violent like that.
What is the worst thing that ever happened to you as a teacher in a high school?
Well, I guess we had a fire drill during lunch, which never really happens. There's somebody lit a fire upstairs, and I went outside, and I saw a group of kids gathering around and went over to see what was going on. All of a sudden, one kid threw a punch. And I jump in front of, like, this 300-pound little black kid to stop the fight. And
if he was a 300-pound little black kid, he sounded like a 300-pound very big black kid.
He was more wide than he was tall.
Okay, what happened?
So the other kid that was fighting him proceeded to hit him and just kept hitting me in the back of my head.
You're a teacher?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school to be a teacher?
Where?
Yeah. Don't answer a question with a question, please.
In Maryland.
What's the name of the school you went to?
Towson University.
I don't believe he's a teacher.
You don't believe I'm a teacher?
You're a high school teacher?
I'm a high school teacher.
Shouldn't you be in the classroom now?
No. We're at 2 o'clock.
You what?
We're done at 2 o'clock.
Well, teachers aren't done at 2 o'clock.
Don't teachers have to, like, stick around and do grade papers and clean
for hours upon hours.
Clean the chalkboards and, clap the...
I don't have a chalkboard. I have a white erase board.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
24. You know what it is? We used to say it's babies having babies. Now it's babies teaching babies.
Babies teaching babies.
Okay.
You sound very young.
I am. Well, I was down there. I saw you guys a while ago.
What about the fact that, have you ever thought about this probably, really, that a lot of these seniors in your class have more pubic hair than you, and probably most of the seniors have more sexual experience than you do?
Maybe this little black kid he's talking about was probably like 185. Instead of 300 pounds, it's just he's tiny.
I'm horrified at the notion that a guy that was teaching high school was almost born in 1980.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Just, you should quit, sir.
I thought about that.
No,
don't do it. Right, now, is this a tough high school where you teach?
It's a tough area.
Are you the white shadow? Is this Ken Howard?
No, it's not that bad.
What class do you teach?
I'm a music teacher.
You're a music teacher.
You're the music teacher. You're Mr. Holland?
How's your anus?
Mr. Holland's anus. You know, I know you're still trying to get that made.
So you're a music teacher?
Yes.
Well, what are you, are you in charge of the band?
Yeah.
And chorus?
No, not chorus.
Just the band? What are you playing?
Yeah.
What are you working on right now with the band? What song?
Right now we're doing In the Bleak Midwinter.
Very nice.
Wow, that's lovely.
Gustav Holst.
Really?
That's great.
Yeah.
So, do you ever get laid?
Yeah.
Do you have any hottie teachers that work in the school?
We just got a few this year. This is the first year that we've actually had a few.
Mm-hmm. Rob, you're shaking your head. Would that be because you don't believe he's a teacher?
No, I don't believe he gets laid.
and you guys all took that the wrong way. I was asking, with a student.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
You ever get laid with a student?
No.
Now what happened when you, this whole punching incident, what happened?
What happened? I had to go to court.
Don't answer a question with a question.
You ever been written up for it, though?
No, I haven't been written up.
Never been written up?
You had to go to court. Why? Did the kid hit you?
Yeah, the kid hit me. I had to go to court to testify to keep the kid out of school.
Is this the way you talk to your class?
What about the thing with the girl?
What about with the girl?
Yeah, what about the thing with the girl?
Which girl are you talking about?
Oh, see, he's not even... it's not a fair fight. You're running circles around him.
The student you didn't get written up for.
What about her?
No, there was two... It was two guys. What are you talking about?
We've so confused him now. It's so very sad. Will you speak to us like you would speak to your class on the first day? Give us your opening spiel.
That's a good idea.
My first day of class?
Don't... Why do you keep doing this?
Because I know it pisses you off.
See, I don't think you're a teacher at all.
I agree.
But he is. I think you're full of crap.
I'll send you guys a letter.
No, I'd like to hear your opening.
I would bet he's in jail.
I'd like to hear your opening speech to your class.
I think he's a prisoner, and any second now we're gonna get that recording thing. Your time with this inmate is over. Please hang up.
And I think he's got a Roman candle in his butt. Give us your opening spiel to your class. Go ahead.
I don't have an opening spiel.
Yeah, teacher
what
that
do you
does
say,
it now.
What do you say to your class the first day of a new semester, of a new school year, when you have all the new faces in your classroom, what's the first thing you say to them?
I introduce myself and try to get to know them.
I'd like to hear how that goes.
Let's hear that.
So you're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Yes,
no.
You are.
I have a question that any teacher would be able to answer very quickly.
Okay.
You teach a music class, right?
Correct.
How do you determine the grades? What percentage for what?
I have classwork is 50%, tests and quizzes 30%, homework 20%.
So he could be on the level.
That sounds about right.
So.
I mean, he was right there with it.
Mm-hmm. The teachers are all younger than us now.
But what it's not smarter.
But it's younger, but I mean, you could sound a little smarter.
But what about the girls? What about the girls? What about the girls?
What about them?
The young black girls.
Yes, what about them? That's what I'm asking you. What about the girls? You mentioned the girls.
When did I mention the girls?
Early on in the conversation.
I don't recall. What did I say about the girls?
Oh, yeah. The trouble you got into with the
How
girls.
How in the name of God
can
you teach children?
No, I didn't get in trouble with the girls. No, I don't. No.
You didn't get
so you
weren't caught?
I get laid for one of my students, and I said no.
So you weren't caught for anything with the girls?
Nothing happened with the girls.
Ah, there you finally caught on.
Finally.
There you go. There you
finally
go.
Caught on. Where'd you graduate from?
I actually graduated from that high school.
No. How about college?
Oh, he already told us.
I told you.
University of Maryland?
Towson.
No.
Oh, Towson State.
Towson State.
Towson U. There's no state anymore.
I'm just surprised you don't get your ass kicked every day at school. Every single day.
Are you one of the youngest teachers there as far as mentally?
Probably the youngest mentally, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Is it warm enough that you're still wearing a short sleeve shirt with a tie?
No, I don't. I hate that.
Yeah. Do you have to wear a tie?
We don't have to, but it
commands respect.
What percentage of your class do you think is as intelligent as you are?
You haven't seen these kids, though. I doubt 0% is as intelligent as I am.
Of course. 0% is as intelligent as I am. What is the... If you're 100%, what is the level of intelligence of your average student?
I would say they would have an average intelligence of... Probably.
There's no way this guy's
a
teacher.
There is no
he
way.
May have
You're
learned
not bright
Rob,
enough to be a teacher.
Rob, he may have learned that thing about 50% for a written 20%.
How long have you been teaching?
This is my third year.
Your third year. How were your teacher evaluations last year?
Very well.
Very well?
They are very well.
Very well.
I move
well.
That we add something to our automatic disqualification list, and that's the word probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really bad one.
You know that's not a word, right?
Pronounce that word, please.
Probably.
Now he's nicely done.
He applies himself.
All right, so you are a teacher. The future of our kids is in your hands.
God Almighty.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about our society after reading that letter.
Rightly
so. And then talking to one of our educators.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way. I'm praying it's not true. Can you offer us any more evidence that you really are a teacher?
He's not.
I'm a teacher.
I'm afraid he is.
Could you fax us your picture from the yearbook?
I could fax you a letter with our letterhead on it.
No, could you? But because anybody could get letterhead from a school, you could weasel your way in.
Right.
Rob's idea was the best. Can you fax us your picture from last year's yearbook?
Or better yet, if you have the guts, you could just give us the information off the air as to what school you work at. We won't announce it if you don't want us to.
I definitely don't want you to announce it. I know a lot of my kids listen to this.
We will not announce it, but if you give it to us, and we promise we won't, and we actually can't do that now that we told you we won't.
Okay.
So if you give it to us off the air, we can verify that, and then we'll just come back on and say he really is a teacher.
Or he's not.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Hold on, please.
Thank you for trusting us.
Rob, get that information from him, please. Here's another guy who says he's a teacher. Neil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
I was looking at I'm a high school math teacher, but I used to do band and all that in high school. They do performances, they do stuff. They don't do quizzes and tests and things like that. You don't grade them that way. That's a grading scale for a music class.
Would you like to grill our teacher?
Just let me tell you something. My kid, who did take AP music, my son did have quizzes.
Have quizzes?
In his music class. So, yeah, it is. I just want to say that is possible.
But you don't believe this guy's a teacher?
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't give anything about performance assessment. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, yeah, there are quizzes on.
Well, you just hung up on that guy. Right?
No, he's there. He's on the phone. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I was going to try and get the name of that guy, but.
Oh, here you go. There you go. Pick it up. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to try, and then we'll go back. There you go. Hey, it just feels. It's a good taste in our mouth to have a guy that's a real teacher on the phone, and he sounded like a real teacher. Mm-hmm.
We're just a little fascinated by that. Frank, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Frank.
Radio Deities, good afternoon. Welcome back.
Howdy.
Hey, I was wondering, does the talented Gordon Jump qualify in this death trifecta?
No, he does not.
Oh, he does not.
Is he gone, Rob? Yes. What's the deal?
He offered up his first name as Stan, and then when I asked for his last name, there was a long pause, and he said Jones, and he hung up.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
All right, well.
Well, we went around. He was good with the quiz.
Yeah, he was probably not a teacher.
Probably.
Hello.
Probably.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Wes? Hello, Wes?
Hmm. All right. Go Wes, young man.
That line has just gone George Plimpton. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I just want to congratulate you on your upcoming 48 hours of vacation.
Oh, God, it's been a while.
Can we, listen, really, we're past all of our contract stuff. Can we,
okay, great.
Can we officially retire that? I don't know if you think that's funny. I don't think that's funny anymore.
Me neither.
Because no. I could say the same thing to you.
Sorry.
Congratulations on your upcoming 48 hours of vacation.
No,
Actually, I got to work tomorrow, but yeah. I appreciate it.
You didn't pick up on the fact that he's in fast food.
can you play Rob's FBI spot for that guy in jail?
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, later. Man.
So many teachers are calling us now. Don and Mike. Hello. Ken.
Don and Mike.
Are you a teacher?
I am a teacher. In fact, I was going to say, you guys don't believe that too many people are teachers. I called you up a couple months ago and I told you that I thought one of my parents should be pistol whipped.
Now this is a teacher.
Yeah, it's believable. Now we believe you.
And you said, no, you didn't. Well, you doubted me. You said you're a kindergarten teacher and you want your parents to be pistol whipped?
And you fault us for that?
Well, yeah, you guys have much, your evaluation of what a teacher should be are far too high. I teach with a couple 23-year-old teachers that are total morons.
Lower your sights, guys.
And you want to pistol whip your parents?
Well, one of my parents, I'm trying to remember which movie it was that you had just gone to see. It was The Matrix?
Yeah.
Or The Matrix Redux. I told you one of my parents had taken a kindergartner out of school in the middle of the afternoon to go see that R-rated movie.
Oh, wow.
And I thought the parents should be pistol whipped.
And I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree.
You think the parents
agree.
Should be pistol whipped for that?
Yeah, but, you know, I can understand the comment. I think.
Okay, Rush. That's nice.
Absolutely. But that moron music teacher is...
God. I'm so glad.
How is that Rush?
I am so glad. Well, it's the whole Big Brother moral majority.
That's more Democratic than Republican.
Well, that's you cannot have children watching movies such as that.
Well, I mean, taking a kid out of school to go see The Matrix is a little silly.
Bad parenting.
Yeah, but you agree that the parents should be pistol whipped?
I mean, it was a joke. I literally.
You think the guy was kidding?
Figuratively.
I took him literally.
Okay.
Oh, there you
I
go.
Took him literally, Mike.
Touche.
Hold on. Fake teacher's back.
All right, now the guy that called with
Jones.
The guy that called with a pistol whip indicated that it could be credible that this kind of moron could be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you hang up, Stan?
I didn't. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, so now if we put you on hold, you're willing to give us the name of the school you teach at?
Correct, yeah.
And we can call that school off the air and verify that you're a teacher.
You may do so.
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Hold on, we'll do this during the commercial.
I teach with 23-year-olds and they're morons.
Okay.
So you just didn't like the idea of being pistol whipped, is that what it was?
Right. Yeah. If a parent wants to take a kid out of school to take him to a movie, say they're a bad parent.
You immediately pictured an irate kindergarten teacher just driving like a bat out of hell down to the local movie theater with the 38 in his hand, you know, and the parents coming out with a little kid that was traumatized by the R-rated movie that he didn't understand.
See, you're guessing the kid would be traumatized by the movie.
You've had a five-year-old, I've had a five-year-old, you don't take a five-year-old to The Matrix. I mean, I went to The Matrix.
Well, that's what you say.
There's a reason for that type. You
so
think that
pistol
would be
whipping would be okay?
Absolutely, yes. Most definitely. No.
Well, then we're going to have to agree to disagree.
No. Turn the gun around, use it properly. Oh, okay. Man. Please don't, because I say that, don't turn me into the man that I hate, like, more than anybody in the world, you know.
Rush?
Rush.
No.
That's a hot button for me.
I didn't think that was bad.
Yeah.
If I really want to get you, I'd call you Bill O'Reilly.
No! No.
Here, Ralph, get his information. We'll go to a break.
What say you, Donald?
There he is, line number five.
Stan.
There he is, Stan. All right, Rob is talking to him. We'll continue with the show. And we really do have a real show plan today.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of got off track there for a second with the teacher.
Okay, Sean Hannity.
We'll be right there. Yeah, I could live with that.
I know you're good.
I could live with
makes
that.
Makes me sick.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pete, that's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Even better than a titty bar, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, on today's show, we're giving away another pair of round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines.
Wow.
The destination of your choice, Southwest Airlines. 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country, including Florida.
Yeah.
Southwest Airlines, the low-fare leader. Dave Barry was on this show a couple of days ago, and if you live in the Bay Area, San Francisco area, Sunday, September 28th, he'll be at Kelpers in Menlo Park at 5. Monday, he'll be at the Commonwealth Club of Silicon Valley at the Radisson Villa Hotel at 12 noon. Also on Monday at Book Passage at 7 p.m. That is from Dave Barry. As we continue our other two stories, we're going to wrap both of these up. Hopefully, right now, the guy who wrote us the letter from jail, we have to call Joe in.
Joe
Artinger. Joe gave me a bit of information.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
And I'm amazed how you got this. It's a picture of the inmate.
And his rap sheet.
Wow. That sent us the letter. Let me see. He is in jail for theft, Class E felony, burglary, Class D felony, burglary, Class D felony, theft, loss of $500, Class A misdemeanor, and burglary, not building not used as a dwelling. And here is the picture, because Joe came in and said, do you have the thing with the guy's name on it? So there he is, Mike.
Wow.
He's a good-looking guy. Joe, where'd you get that from? And don't tell me the answer you gave me before at the end of the internet.
Well, I got it off the internet from the Kansas Department of Corrections website.
Cool.
You can type in a name. We happen to have his inmate number. Just made it that much easier.
Well.
You can type in aliases and find anybody who's in jail.
You know, it'd be nice.
It's pretty amazing.
To put his picture up on WJFK.com. I mean, why don't we?
Well, Lisa can go to the site. It's in color on the website.
A matter of public record.
Just take it and put it up there. And let's.
I like the barbed wire tattoo on the neck.
Yeah, very cool. He's a handsome man. Thank you, Joseph. Joden, everybody. And here's the latest we have on the fake teacher. The school name that he gave us apparently is a valid school.
Mm-hmm.
We can get nobody on the phone at the school.
Right, it's closed.
Well, it's Friday. It's 4:41 here. Right. It's 1:41 on the West Coast. But you would think normally at a school you'd at least get a
janitor.
Yeah. Or an answering machine.
Somebody working there.
It rang how many times? 20?
Went over 20 times to a fast busy.
Over 20 times to a fast busy.
And we're talking about, you know, at this time of the day, somebody should be working at the school.
Right, on a Friday afternoon. So, Stan?
Yeah.
Stan, it's a standoff for now. We're going to put you in our Get Back to This Later file.
Okay.
And at some point, we'll investigate you a bit more.
That sounds good.
But for right now, it's a standoff. I guess begrudgingly,
Is there anything more that you'd like to give us that would add to your credibility as a teacher?
You should have gotten that other band teacher to grill me. I could have, you know, answered whatever you wanted.
That's a shame, because I wish we did have him available to grill
him. I heard you guys say, you know, do you want to grill him, and then...
Hold on a second.
You hung up on him.
Hold on. Do. Let me see if my son is around. Let me call him on his cell.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
Oh, come on. How can all circuits be busy?
Friday, everybody's chatting, making their weekend plans.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try one more time.
Oh, brother, look at that. You can't even get a cell.
One more time.
Come on. Now we're going to get the all circuits are busy thing.
Hello?
Oh, that's the teacher
breathing,
rubbing his genitals against the telephone.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message.
It's wind. Yeah. I'm outside.
Bart. No. It's not available.
No, it's not there. All right. Well, listen, you're off the hook because my kid's the only one that I know who could give you a credible test.
All right. Very quickly, take us through your daily schedule. Very quick. Go, Stan.
Okay, 7:30, first period. 7:55, we have homeroom for 10 minutes. 8, you know, do you want me to tell you my classes?
Listen, let's come back to this another time.
I'm just not buying it.
Nor am I. Let's come back to this again.
7:30, first period?
Yeah, that's my first class.
I don't think that's unreasonable. I think that that's right on where high school kids start going to school.
We go 7:30 to 2.
That's also entirely possible.
All right.
However, I'm with you, Mike. I don't believe him.
I know. I think he's lying.
But I have a teacher associate here with me.
The thing is,
I have two other people that I teach with right here.
If we get on this topic, we're never going to get to Jeopardy or to the Jay Leno writer today. Right. And this is my goal now, to push the show ever forward.
Ever forward, Don.
Now that we don't have the other stuff holding us back.
He's got two teachers associates with him.
All right, put him on. But make it quick. Make it snappy.
All right, hold on.
Top. Can you tell him to make it snappy?
Come on,
he's
got to talk to
him. Now he's got to talk them in.
He doesn't want to talk.
Now he's got to talk his high school girlfriends into coming on the phone with us.
Oh, whatever.
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 Hold on, someone will talk to you now.
Doesn't this sound like a kid?
Do you think maybe he's also captain of the debate team, the way he argues?
Oh, sure.
Whatever.
He's a master.
Hello?
He's a master.
Hi, are you a teacher?
No.
Are you a teacher?
I'm not a teacher.
Okay, then he lied to us. Is the man you're with a teacher?
Yes.
What do you do?
Are you a student?
I'm a student. I'm not his student.
Student annual.
Okay, now, I stand by my earlier line with this guy.
Wow.
If you are, in fact, a student, what are you doing with a teacher on a Friday when...
I'm a college student.
You're a college student.
Yes.
He told us he's a high school teacher, right?
Yeah, he is. Is he telling us the truth?
He teaches a high school in Lansdowne, and he teaches high school marching band in North Carroll.
And you're a college student.
I'm sure he's real happy that's out of the bag now.
I'm a color guard teacher, but my occupation is student.
Color guard.
You're a color guard teacher.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Here I teach color guard. But that's like...
Rob, I thought that was your topic.
No.
Color guard.
That's a different thing.
Flags. My brain's beginning to hurt.
Me too. All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sounds like they travel in the same circles. Hello, Stan.
Oh, he's back. Hi, Stan.
Mr. Jones.
Hey. No, who's this?
No, this is Stan.
Oh, Stan. Okay, Stan.
Yeah.
I'm going to put both of these back in my satchel. We'll get back to you.
Okay. Gotcha.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
I should point out to our listening audience that likes to follow up on things. There's every chance in the world that old Stan might have just slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a question of having an entertaining person on the air.
But then again, good luck scoring some trim at the game tonight.
Yeah, after the color guard.
Now, we've got nothing but teachers calling in, but I want to try to change the topic here. I give you... Boy, you know, and I mentioned this yesterday, I've got so much stuff.
You do.
That I don't know what we're going to get to. And whatever we get to here has got to be brief, so we have time for Jeopardy and the our guest today.
Right.
Now, we can either start to get into... Mike, put away the picture of the guy from prison in Wichita.
I'm sorry. I've been doing that a lot to you lately.
We can either get into the sex convention booked at the Princess Royale in Ocean City.
Oh, yeah.
But now keep in mind, if I stick to the schedule here, we've only got about 3 minutes left of this break.
Okay.
Or I can start to give you the different sexual phobias, of which there are, by my count on this list, 487 sexual phobias. We can get into the Kelly Ripa article. Her TV show is on tonight.
Uh-huh.
Somebody listened to a best of last week where we were bashing what an idiot John Elway is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was when he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some dandy John Elway bashing. I got this, too. I could start to get into the list to you list with you of the 50 most hated television characters of all time.
I think if you're under the gun for time, the television characters, you can certainly... Give us part of that, and you don't have to give us all of it.
But I'm afraid if I start, it'll start discussion.
Mm.
And
that's what we do.
I know it is, but do you want to do Jeopardy today? Because if we start a discussion about this...
I'm very into doing Jeopardy.
I know today. You are. So I don't know
why. Jeopardy's solid today.
I don't know why I even asked. We'll just read the John Elway thing.
What?
No, I mean, I asked because I really wanted, but then I realized
why did I ask about the 50 most hated TV characters? Because I'll give you two of them, and I know that's all we're going to want to talk about for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Because, okay.
It's just too big.
Number 50. And you're going to disagree.
All right.
Mr. Ed.
You know what?
Hated it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
How about number 46? Jiminy Glick.
Hated.
How about number 33? Rod Roddy.
Now, that makes a little sense.
Sure.
Right. Hated? When he's talking about hate, it's lack of popularity.
How about...
Rob is screaming in the background without a microphone.
I've not turned his microphone on purpose. How about number 9? Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Why hated? Do they give any reasons
yes,
for this?
Yes, there are reasons.
Oh, okay, all right.
We'll look forward to that. But see, too much discussion.
Well, you're going to table that for later.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're at a good point on the show.
Yeah.
Where I've got so much stuff
right
here in my folder that we could do a show just on the folder, but we got other stuff to do.
Well, now that we've discussed all that, are we out of time?
We have time just for this.
Okay.
Briefly.
Right.
Dear Don and Mike. Last week on Best of You had a long statement about what a douchebag John Elway is. I was sent this and thought you would find him to be even more of a douchebag. Your friend, Mike.
Uh-huh.
And this is not from eBay. This is from something called gentlemansdomain.com.
Okay. Sounds like a porn site.
Yeah. Spend game day with John Elway. It's you and John Elway on a tour that includes quality time on the 20-yard line. Here's a football fan's idea of going to heaven. Invesco Field, new home of the Broncos. Hours before kickoff, you and a guest experience the world of pro football with John Elway. First, John Elway takes you on a tour of the stadium. It's down on the field. Next, where you'll experience what it feels like to step on the turf.
Oh, God.
Where few get to venture.
Mm-hmm.
And John will toss you the football and relive moments of that live in sports history.
Right.
And if you're up for a few on-the-field drills, John will throw you a 15-out down-and-out throw. Imagine being on the receiving end of a catch by one of the greatest of all time. You'll have just enough time for lunch and an autograph with John. Then it's off to the game for memories that will last a lifetime. This is a one-time-only offer. If you want to live the dream, don't delay. This is not an auction.
Mm-hmm.
There is a price on this.
Oh, God, how much? Oh, this is great.
This is why I told you this is good.
Doesn't he have more money than Jesus anyway?
He has 8 gazillion car dealerships out there.
Right.
He owns the Arena Football League team in Denver.
I thought he has more money than...
He's in bed with Pepsi. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got it. So, let's review. Because having worked with the Redskins for the 7 years, I'm not doing this year, but the last 7 years, I know you can get a field pass for just about anybody if you know someone in the radio or the TV station to get on the field. That's not a big deal.
Right.
To get a guy like John Elway to come down, I'm sure they're making it more than it is. I'm sure he comes down and says hi, signs an autograph, and throws you a football.
He doesn't sit with you for the whole game, I bet.
No, he does not. That's the important
thing. They specify that?
Yes, they do. And I'm guessing he's out by the time you have lunch, because it says after John Elway throws you the 15-yard pass, you'll have just enough time for lunch and an autograph with John. Then it's off to the game with memories that will last a life.
Yeah, see, they write it in such a way he ain't sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm.
How much, Buzz, would you pay for this?
Oh, I'd pay $2,500 for that.
How much would you pay, Mike?
I'd say like $1,500.
Robbie, did you see it? You want to guess?
No, but I will guess $4,900.
Asking price.
Mm-hmm.
Game day with John Elway. Game date subject to availability.
Of course.
$65,000.
Oh,
what?
Right.
$65,000. I want to tell you something.
Wow.
For $65,000.
You better...
John Elway better give me the best BJ, and I'm not gay.
Yeah. Jesus. I know. I understand.
No,
that can't be right. $65,000.
Order online at gentlemansdomain.com.
God. 60? Unbelievable.
Wow. 60?
Well, you know, that answers the question. He's got more money than Jesus. That's, of course, why he wouldn't do it for less.
We got calls about this saying he's broke.
There's no reason that he couldn't do more than one person per game day either, you know.
What is? Did his car dealerships go belly up?
I don't know. Matt.
Don. Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Greeting.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I called from Sacramento. I lived out in Denver for 2 years, and I got into bartending out there, and I had a chance to meet him, and he is just a pompous ass.
All right, we've heard that before. Thank you, though. Oh, here's the guy, Neil.
Hey, I'm certainly by no means credible. I remember reading it in the paper and seeing it on ESPN not too long ago, but he got divorced, and his wife is taking a lot of money, and his dealerships are, like, going up quickly. He's not making a whole lot of money off of that anymore, from what I understand.
You know what you're right about? I read about that.
What, his dealerships are going under?
Yeah, that they're mismanaged, and people are running them and not doing the right things.
And
money hand over fist.
And his wife did get everything.
Yeah, and
well, I can certainly understand that.
Yeah. But I imagine he thinks he's the Dean's Peanuts.
Oh, get out of here.
Wow. So, well, maybe if he's doing that, that's what... That is ridiculous.
$65,000.
No human being is worth that for that little crazy.
$65,000?
You know, for $65,000, I want to find out if he sits next to you the whole game.
For $65,000, dig up Robert Palmer and make him throw a pass.
Wow.
$65,000.
Is there anybody that you would spend $65,000 to hang out with?
Is there anybody I'd spend... $65,000 to spend.
It's easy for me. There is not.
Yes.
Who?
George Lopez.
I knew you'd find somebody. I knew you would find somebody.
No, I can't.
No.
Not even somebody I really Clooney or Letterman or
right.
Well, you know, and you know what? Not even like I'm looking at her picture right now. Great. This is just a great nipple picture. My inspiration here.
Yeah.
I got a picture of Jennifer Aniston. Ain't that the best?
That is so much better than the other one.
Did you ever squeeze them last
That's
night?
The new one. Yeah. No, I didn't buzz them. I don't watch Friends.
Oh. She squeezed them.
But even that. And Rob puts Paul McCartney. No. And you know what I mean? Not even Brian Wilson.
No.
No, for 65. Well, I like Brian Wilson.
I know. It's just, I mean, that you cannot understand why I laugh.
For
65. I picture you with Brian Wilson. You know, man, it's, hey, you know.
Wouldn't you
really...
be like a dick? I mean, you paid $65,000 and you sit down and you go, dude, your songs are really good. What's he going
to
do?
If I'm spending $65,000 to be with a celebrity, you know, the first thing I'm going to say at lunch?
What?
Cut my meat.
Hi, Charlie.
What about Vince Lombardi?
Nope.
Still a
Wouldn't
lot of money.
And the inmate's picture is up.
Oh, on the
website?
On the website. WJFK.com.
I'm going there now.
And on the clock.
We've got him all over the place.
You would with Elvis, wouldn't you?
No, now, see, now you're mentioning dead guys, and I don't think that's fair. I think it's a living celebrity or a living
Now, you're right. Yeah, you know what? Charlie's right about Lombardi, and you're right about Elvis. Not fair. Someone who's with us today.
Now, I think it'd probably be a little easier. I mean, because, you know, you'd have to spend the money to, like, reconstitute them. Like freeze-dried food. Yeah,
pour the boiling water, put the foil back for 3 minutes.
It has to be those in the land of the living.
Even this has got us talking. We have to break.
All right.
This is why I didn't want to go to the list of the most hated TV characters.
Very good. None of them. Rod Roddy.
Hey, here's something that'll make you happy on that list, though. I'll leave you with this. And we'll come back to this on a future show very soon. Someone is on this list, right in the middle. And this will give the list a bit of credibility. The number 30 most hated television personality television personality of all time,
mm-hmm.
Stuart Scott from ESPN.
Now, hey, you know what? And most of the people you mentioned, there's a little credibility there.
Mike,
I'm sorry about Rod Roddy.
Mike, number 31.
Who?
Joe Besser from the Three Stooges.
This is a good list. I am agreeing with this list.
Getting better.
I don't think you're going to agree with a lot of these.
Okay.
I don't think so. Hold on a second. Wow. I'll give you a choice of who you think number two is. We'll come back to this on Monday's episode.
Okay.
I don't want to give away number one.
All right.
Number two is either Elvin from The Cosby Show.
Uh-huh.
That's the guy that was married to, what's her name?
Daughter, right? Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet, uh-huh, on the show. Or is it Kathy C. Gifford?
Ooh.
Or is it Steve Urkel?
Mm.
Or is it
this dick face standing at the window. Hey.
Yeah, he thinks that's funny.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, God. God.
Really?
This ain't an aquarium.
I'm sorry. The guy pissed me off.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That is the most violent reaction you have ever had to somebody staring.
The guy just wasn't staring. The
right.
guy stopped, looked, and smirked.
Right.
After the episode yesterday.
That's it. I'm taking care of this once and for all. You know, I'm putting the sign up. I'm going to put it in the... You know how we have on-air signs? I'm going to put no staring.
I had to do this thing with my finger.
Yeah. Now you're going to call him back by doing that.
Simply amused him.
And off microphone, I...
You know, it's so funny, because I saw him before you did.
Get the...
I saw him, and I was just like... When he does that, when somebody approaches the window like that, I'm going... Please just keep walking.
Yeah.
Please, you know, please.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I mean, I am a dick, but I'm not trying to be a dick. It just...
It disturbs you.
We're trying to do something here, and imagine there's a guy just standing literally 1 foot away from me. It's just a piece of glass between us, just standing there kind of smirking.
It's rude.
You know, I see no reason why we can't go to the TK plant.
Oh, putting up...
Let's get some album covers and put them up on the glass.
Or just newspaper.
You know, we ought to have just a... What's wrong with putting up a little blind there? Well, like Buzz has.
Yeah. Mike, but here's the thing.
See, you like to look out.
I like looking outside.
But you can control it.
One-way mirror.
I just don't like seeing people.
One-way glass of some kind.
Yeah, one-way glass.
Who was that dick?
Some phallic guy that was walking up and down the hall.
Phallic?
Yeah, he said he was a dick.
Yeah.
He just,
who is he really, Charlie?
He was meeting somebody here. I don't know who he is.
Potential big client.
Not him. No way.
No,
the casket guy yesterday was more happening
than
him.
The casket
All right,
guy.
Listen, very quickly, here are your choices. The possible number one most hated TV character person of all time.
Uh-huh.
Alvin from The Cosby Show.
No.
Kathy C. Gifford.
Mm.
Jan Brady.
Mm.
Urkel.
That's my choice.
Andy Rooney.
Too many.
Mm.
Shelley Long from Ooh. Cheers.
Now it's getting tough.
Danny Partridge. Fran Drescher. The Nanny. Or the entire cast of Full House.
I'm going to go with Kathy C.
I guess you have to wait till Monday to find out.
Guess so.
Plus, there's about 40 more in there that I didn't get to.
And some of those make sense.
It's mm-hmm. a pretty good list.
I like that list.
It's a pretty solid list.
Very, very good.
It's a good list. Would you pay $65,000 to spend time with any of them? To have them throw you a 15-yard pass?
Depending on what I can do with
wow.
them.
Jesus. Okay, we're up on a break. Friday favorite, coming right up. Stay right there, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, this picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
The Don and Mike Show. When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian. Don and Mike.
See, it all ties in. We found a Duran Duran record. It was only about an hour ago we talked about Duran Duran. Jim Nancy, is that he's wearing a strapless gown right now. He's getting ready for a black tie formal.
Oh, isn't that exciting? Does he have a croissant?
In New York, and we're not going to have Nancy this week. And rather than get anybody else, because, you know, we're tight with Jim Nance, we're just going to pick the games ourselves.
All right.
This week, again, Jim has agreed to this. In the role of Jim Nance will be Buzz, who will be picking four Jim Nance.
Okay.
As we play for charity.
Oh, man, is he going to be pissed.
And you can see the information at WJFK.com. Just click on our Pick the Pros segment. We got five games. We'll pick them right here. Then we'll get right to Jeopardy. Kansas City at Baltimore against the Ravens. Me, Don, I will take the Chiefs. Mike.
Easy. Kansas City.
And Jim.
Jim is going to pick Baltimore because of Jamal Lewis.
He's on your fantasy team, Buzz.
Yes, he is.
Philadelphia Eagles at Buffalo Bills. 0-3 Philly. I'll take Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Nancy.
I'll take Philadelphia.
New England at the Redskins. Yeah, I believe. New England. Mike.
You surprised me. I will be going with the Burgundy and Gold. I go with the Redskins.
And Jim will go with the Redskins as well.
Excuse me, I had something in my throat. I believe it was...
What did you say?
I had something in my throat. I coughed.
I didn't hear it.
But I hit the cough button.
Oh, I see.
It was, I know what it is. It's it's all the stuff that came off my tire at the game lab.
Oh, it's a protest vote. Okay.
Correct. San Francisco at Minnesota. Minnesota. I think Dante Culpepper will play. Mike.
San Francisco.
Buzz. Jim.
Jim will take Minnesota, please.
Monday night game. Green Bay at Chicago. Packers.
Chicago. Jim will take Green Bay.
All right, there you go.
There you have it. Lots of discrepancies.
As we start right now the year, let me see. Both Nancy and Mike have 4 correct. I have 3 correct.
I'm sorry, Jim.
So that's how we do that. Go to WJFK.com. Not only on that site can you see the picture of the inmate that sent us the disturbing letter, you can also click on the icon and see Dennis Murphy's teeth.
What a great website that's shaping up to be.
From yesterday, and you can track our Pick the Pros. Now, last thing I got to mention here, Southwest Airlines Fly Away. We'll give it away sometime before today's show is over. Now, without further ado, a Friday favorite.
It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Here he comes.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
The number one author in America with the best-selling book, Dr. Phil.
How are you?
You know, you have no right to write a book about a diet.
Really? I have every right to write a book about a diet. Don't you understand it's really important for all of you to know I am in good shape. I am big boned.
No, you're fat.
That is what you do not understand.
You're fat.
I am big boned.
Mike's fat.
I have big, large bones. That is why.
His own way of Buzz was.
You don't understand that, and I'm tired of hearing the criticism that everybody says that Dr. Phil should not write a book about weight loss. I write a book about weight loss because I know the keys to how everybody in this country. We are tragically obese in this United States of America. We really are, Don, and I want to help people.
And in this
That's
room,
why I have come up with my keys, my 7 keys to weight loss, and everybody should pay attention.
Wouldn't
to
this
these.
Be more believable, though, if it was a guy, maybe even like Maury Povich?
Yeah, thin guy.
You know, a guy.
Let me tell you, anybody that says that I do not have my weight under control can sniff my anal vapors.
Oh.
That's basically what may I sit down, please?
Sure. Now we've reinforced the chair.
This weight is killing
me. We've reinforced the chair.
Oh.
Now, Doctor,
how are you?
I'm doing great, Dr. Phil. I know
it's good to see you. It's good to see each and every one of you.
You're doing great.
I'm very happy. Yeah, the show is doing great. The books are selling well. The people that come to me for advice are all doing well, and I think I've got it in control. I really do.
Now, here's why guys like you piss me.
How are you, Rob?
Well.
How's your weight being managed?
Oh, it's horrible. I'm big and
I'll
fat.
Give you a free copy of the book. Now, outside of just needing 2 new knees and a brand new hip, I think I'm in the perfect health.
Here's why guys
I really do.
Guys like you piss me
and
off.
And F. Letterman.
I know that Mike has lost some weight.
A few words from Dr. Phil. F him. That's what I want to say.
Mike is doing it. I'm doing. You know, it's been 10
that
months
for
me.
That is not the key to long-lasting weight loss, what Mike is doing.
Now, what is Mike doing?
Well, what he's doing is Dr. Atkins' program, a man who I'd like to point out to everyone, died. And I think that should be pointed out. But he died. He actually dropped dead.
Well, then use me.
Hit his head because of all the steak he was eating.
I'm not on the Atkins plan, but it's been 10 months.
You look wonderful.
It's been 10 months.
You do look good. And I love you in that black T-shirt that I think is just the right size.
I was telling the boys just today before the show.
I like my cheese fried and my pork smoked.
A very gay moment. I said, look, I'm wearing size 36 waist pants.
Let's analyze your weight if we can. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Would you allow me? Would you allow me to do that
for
you?
With the weight I've lost?
Yes.
I'm still a fat guy. I still weigh over 200 pounds.
I'm very happy. And you perhaps are using some of the principles that I outline in my book about weight loss. Could you turn around for me? Just let me have
fatter.
A look at you. Let me see.
You're fatter.
I'm not fat. I'm big bone.
You are, Dr. Phil.
I'm big bone. Take a look at this. I'm going to stand up for you. You stand up for me. Take a peek. Take a peek right here.
Oh, it's easy.
What do you think? Now, this is, I think, a toned and taut body that I have cultivated after years of using my principles to make sure that I don't. Man, it feels good to rub myself. I'm touching my nipples right now.
You have big man teeth.
I do indeed. There's nothing I can tell. That's my mama's side of the family. The genes that I have, I do have large breasts, and there's nothing that can change that. I have thought about having them surgically reduced, but I am not going to go through with that. If I look chesty, it's only because I'm lactating.
Now we have
something you didn't know about Dr. Phil. That's right. I'm going to reduce up to a quart of breast milk.
I'm going to give you, Dr. Phil, a word association test.
I would be happy to do that, and I sure hope you could plug the book, the keys to weight loss.
Dr. Phil's keys to weight loss. Mm-hmm. Let me just throw some words out, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
I don't remember the title exactly of the book. Perhaps one of your assistants could let me know later.
Word association.
I'm there with you. I'm down with you, Donnie.
Ice cream.
Good.
Pizza.
Pepperoni.
Fast food.
Sex.
McDonald's.
Good sex.
Burger King.
Turgid.
Oh.
Salad bar.
Nausea. Nausea, excuse me, not nausea.
Ben.
Jerry's. these are good. I think we're making progress here. We are making progress, which you're going to understand. We are really trying to move forward, and I like word association, because what you can do is you can get inside a person's head and actually get a good idea of where they're going. Soda.
Count.
Chocula. Keep it going, Donnie. We're on a roll here.
Cocoa.
Puffs. Krispies.
Sugar.
Smacks. You found my weakness. It's not only Jerry Seinfeld. I am a cereal devourer. I really do.
All right, hold on. Intercourse.
Pie. This is working well. I feel relaxed already. I was a little uptight because I heard some things that you were not, you know, much like the geek in New York, you were not a big fan of me. And so I came down here to do this show, and I was just as nervous. But now this word association, especially when you talk about pie and intercourse, which is something that I've believed in for quite some time.
I'm no doctor, and isn't it?
Yes.
Are you like Dr. Laura?
Sure, I am.
Are you like? What are you a doctor in?
I'm a doctor of the industrial studies thing.
Mm-hmm. And where'd you get your degree?
I have a degree from Texas, the state of Texas.
What school?
There's no need to specify the school. When I mention the specific school I go to, the reporters call, and it's very difficult for them. Let's suffice to say I received a degree in Texas.
Hostess.
Twinkie. Cupcake.
Pepperidge.
Farms. Remembers. This is so good. I'm getting very hungry.
Edie's.
Gourmet.
A mother's love.
Warm real cheese. This is wonderful. I'm feeling so good with
the thing
this.
Is you're failing this experiment because all of these words that we're throwing out, mm-hmm. all of these food words, mm-hmm. what you're throwing back are you associate food with good stuff.
I can actually just throw words out at random anyway.
All right, go ahead.
Cobbler, crunch, brown sugar. Well, that's two words, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm. I just want to say we haven't even discussed the Ultimate Weight Solution book.
Which is what?
That's my book. The Ultimate Weight Solution.
Oh, Buzz, did you?
The Seven Keys.
Did Buzz actually look that up for us? Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that.
And it's weight loss, Rob, not white laws.
Oh, sorry.
I knew he said that to me. He said, I love your book about white laws.
Now,
it's not that. Read the book, boy.
Here is the ultimate test.
Very good.
You're staying at a high-level hotel downtown.
I am one of the finer hotels.
We happen to have a copy.
And I practice every day my keys to weight loss success.
Your room service menu for lunch.
You got it?
You got that?
We got it right here.
All right.
Wow, cool.
All right, let's do another word association.
Please don't talk about the 68-ounce porterhouse. Please, that'll embarrass me, and that's going to hurt me. If you want to hurt me, you can talk about what I had last evening.
Ambivalent father. ambivalent father.
Gravy.
Oh.
Now, this is what you had to eat today for lunch.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to tell you whether it's true or not.
Well, first I want to know.
Because you might stretch the fact.
No.
Like
all right
of
here.
Your contemporaries that like to do were that you, and run me into the ground.
Were you eating alone?
I was eating alone. Yes, I was. I eat most of my meals alone after midnight.
How many BLT sandwiches?
It was two.
No.
Technically, it was two sandwiches.
No.
Six.
How many orders of fries?
With gravy or without?
Combined.
The two orders of fries that I had without gravy were delicious, but I like my fries with gravy. There were two other. It was a total of four.
Onion rings, how many orders?
Two orders of onion rings, also with gravy.
How many chocolate milkshakes with gravy?
The chocolate milkshake only counts as one. I put it in the ice bucket.
How many ounces of Hard Rock candy?
Before or after the smothered steak?
How many
ounces? Chicken fried smothered steak.
How many ounces of Hard Rock candy?
The Hard Rock candy is one of my weaknesses. I freely admit that. And the gift shop at the hotel had it, so I picked up a couple of bags.
How many times a day do you have a solid bowel movement?
That's part of my keys to weight loss success.
Oh.
When you feel the pain, as I like to call it, the pain. And anybody who's experienced this, I'm not saying anything that's new that people don't know. When you're on an airplane and you have the pain, or you're in the grocery store and you have the pain, what you have to do is you have to, with all your might, you have to psychologically train yourself to not void your bowels. You have to basically insist to your body, I will not relieve myself immediately. Mm-hmm. And when you refrain from relieving yourself, the enzymes that exist in the intestine,
you're full of crap,
work with the rest of your body.
I mean, you literally are.
Well, I am. Literally.
I know you are, but you really are.
And anything you eat, it's very important. This is not in the book, but it's my own home remedy. What you want to do is anything you take into your body, whether it's a cracker, a carrot, it doesn't matter, wash it down with 2 quarts of simple syrup. Because that'll just make everything nice and ooey and gooey. It'll get through your system very quickly, and you'll be fine. Can I get to my book, please?
But you get. We got to go to a break. It is ridiculous that a fat guy. It'd be like one of us writing a book about weight loss.
Let me.
You're
go through
a fat guy.
I'm going to do this. This is a bonus to your readers, real quick. I'm going to fly through this for you right now.
Okay.
And these are the seven keys. Seven keys. Everybody should do
all
this.
Right.
You ready? You just tell me. Do
go.
One. All right. Number one. Pleasure yourself twice a day. The act of self pleasure is a great way to burn fat and get rid of unwanted protein.
Two.
Jog to your mailbox once daily and send Dr. Phil a $1 bill.
Three.
Drink plenty of water and only asparagus one day per week, and then resist the urge to void your bladder and your bowels.
Four.
Chew only sugar-free gum.
Five.
As a food substitute, begin using smokeless tobacco.
Six.
After every meal, drink a half a cup of bleach. Generic will do.
Seven.
Shave your head. There they are. And that's free. You don't even have to go down to the bookstore and buy the book.
Thank you. All right, listen, we need a challenger. We have a champion to play the game.
You are looking good.
And 877-365-3636.
Would you like to go out for a calzone after this?
I would not, but do you need something?
No, I'm fine. I have
water?
I have two omelets in my wallet.
We'll be back. We need a caller.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hasn't the night been great? Just us boys drinking beer, yelling like idiots, emitting various gases.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you know, I think we can lose that one, Robbie. We're pretty certain we're going to be here.
Yeah,
I believe you are. Congratulations on your new deal.
And Dr. Phil, it looks to me...
How are you?
Like during the commercial set, is it possible you gained 10 pounds?
Mm-hmm. I had a brief snack. It's good to keep your energy up. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. You know, I'd like to doff my cap, if you will, to the people at Hostess for making what today, just like it always has been, is a grapefruit pie. Do I have powdered sugar on my mustache?
Didn't I see you with snowballs as well?
I'd like to thank Brady's for sending over a plate of jalapeno poppers.
Now, listen.
Let's watch it with the look around cafe stuff. That's not a done deal yet, right?
No, it's not. And believe me, there'll be plenty of opportunity for me to ask you. I did not write it.
I know you didn't.
I basically read what he puts in front of me. Everything.
You and your food
are going
on
an adventure.
All right, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. We have two challengers today, Dr. Phil.
Thank you, Don. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a consultant from Alexandria, Virginia. Let's say hi to Steve Pearson.
Hold on, let me find him here. Steve, hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
And now, let's say hi to a gentleman who's a unemployed office manager. Does that mean he's unemployed, or does he run an unemployment office and a manager? We'll find out. From Gaithersburg, let's welcome Rob Costolo.
Rob?
Good afternoon, sir.
What is it?
It's an unemployed office manager. I am out of work.
Ah, now I understand. And now entering the studio, we can talk about that, too. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Rob and Steve.
Steve.
Please don't screw with LQ and welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, guys. And here you go. Here's your categories on Low Budget Jeopardy. They are America the Beautiful.
I concur.
NFL this weekend, who's favored?
I'm a big fan of football. I'm from Texas.
What network is that new fall show on?
Long as they run Oprah.
I think you're going to like this one. What color is Dr. Phil thinking of?
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm excited about that. Do I get to play?
Of course, yeah. I just have question marks written down.
That's an idiot's category.
And new on Divot and Home Video.
Very good. Why don't you go over them again?
Okay. America the Beautiful. NFL this weekend. Who's favored?
Thank you.
What network is that new fall show on?
Mm-hmm.
What color is Dr. Phil thinking of?
I know which one I'm thinking of now.
And new on Divot.
So I'm looking at you.
Let's see. Rob, you're the unemployed guy. We'll start with you.
You remind me of Blackie Parrish.
NFL this weekend.
All right. Who's favored? Buffalo against Philadelphia.
What is Buffalo?
$1 for you, Rob. You're off to a great start.
Bills by 3.
NFL this weekend for 2.
Dallas versus the Jets.
Who is Dallas?
Oh, Jets favored by 3.
Well, it doesn't matter. Shall I just give Steve the $2?
Thank you.
That's my F up.
Way to go, Steve. And you're in control. You can select again.
You know, that is, Steve, that's free. That's free from me. Sorry.
That's my favorite kind of money.
Free money, just like Oprah gave to me.
Now, Steve, would you have known that?
Yes, I would have.
He's lying.
I know he is. All right,
confidently.
I'll take for 3, please.
Pittsburgh versus Tennessee.
What is Pittsburgh?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What color is Dr. Phil thinking of?
Oh, I'm sorry. He had an opportunity
to get
$3 and I wanted it.
There was a freebie for the guy. Steelers are favored by 3.
Can I have those dollars?
You have to realize that in the United States, there is a complete lack of paying attention. I've been railing against this for years. People just don't listen.
Takeout taxi is here. Is this for you?
Yes, I got the takeout taxi. Is it from the Hunan chef?
Yeah.
Please bring it in. The General Cho's chicken, the 4 egg rolls. That's over here. Right here, dude.
Okay, who's next?
Steve is in control. Steve. I am starving to death.
Steve. I'll take what NFL team is favored for 4?
All right, Steve, you've just lost your privilege to play.
We've got a couple of rickety numbnuts here.
Rob, you're in control.
Okay, what's new on DVD and video?
All right, good. New in your Blockbuster store. Stars Adam Sandler.
What is anger management?
There you go.
$1. Right. You've tied the game, Rob.
Number 2, please.
Stars Hilary Duff.
What is... I'm a hot little minky?
No. Steve, your chance to steal.
What is... I don't know.
Now, hold it. Someone is confining an animal against its will.
Or is it a child?
If it's a child, there are serious issues.
I believe it's a child I'm hearing.
Not me.
A barking child.
Well, anyway, what was the correct answer there?
The Lizzie McGuire movie.
And Rob, you're in control.
It's Lizzie.
New on DVD for 3.
I said Lizzie. Remember that when you were in high school? You said, hey, that guy's a Mo. He said, oh, that girl is a Lizzie.
She's a Lizzie.
She's a Lizzie. Okay.
You're funny.
For 3. This new on DVD co-stars Drew Barrymore.
What is Charlie's Angels full throttle?
No, negative.
Steve, your chance to steal.
What is, I don't know.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Wonderful film. Rob, you're in control.
What is Network New Show?
Okay,
Network New Show.
Good category here. We'll give you the name of a show. Tell us what network it's on. These are all brand new shows. The show is called Mismatch.
What is NBC?
Right, there you go.
$1 for you, Rob. You've taken the lead. Select again, please.
For $2?
The show is called Skin.
What is CBS?
Wait, I didn't say age spot.
Steve, your chance to steal.
What is TNT?
No.
Guys, Skin. Fox.
Oh.
Fox Network.
Yes.
Fox.
Yes, very good, Don. Rob, you're in control.
Network shows for three.
The Mullets.
What is UPN?
That one he gets right.
$3 for you, Rob. You're still in control.
Okay, so America's Beautiful, please.
All right, these are the facts from Harper's Index 2002, a book that we get that gives us facts about America. In calendar year 2002, last year, this state issued the most citations for soliciting sex.
What is Arkansas?
My God.
No.
Have you been following me? Steve, your chance to steal.
What is California?
No. When the devil went down to Georgia.
Georgia?
Georgia number one.
Man, oh man, it's tough to get laid in Georgia. All right, Rob, you're in control.
America Beautiful for two.
Last year, this United States city had the most Walmarts per citizen within city limits.
What is Arkansas?
That's not a city.
Thanks, Dr. Brock.
Dummy dum-dum. Steve, your chance to steal.
What is Chicago?
Hey!
$2 for you, Steve, and you're in control now.
I'll take America Beautiful three, please.
Last year, in 2002, this United States city issued the most citations for indecent exposure.
What is New Orleans?
Although, you know what? Good guess and the number two answer.
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is Miami?
He got it.
Way to go. $3 for you, Rob.
And now the only category we have left, and this one's out of my hands. What color is Dr. Phil thinking of?
Okay, what color is Dr. Phil thinking of?
Before we start, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you call the color of a perfect roast goose?
It wouldn't be brown, and it wouldn't be yellow. It wouldn't be orange.
Tam.
Damn,
all right, I'm not cheating.
All right.
I don't want to cheat now.
Dr. Right. Phil, do you have a color in mind?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who's in control here, Steve?
I believe that Rob is in control.
Rob, what color is Dr. Phil thinking of?
What is red?
Wrong. Save your chance to steal.
What is brown?
Wrong.
What was the color?
The color I was thinking of was black.
Oh.
Stop looking at me like that. I'm wearing a black shirt today.
That's what it was. Rob, you're in control.
What color is Dr. Phil thinking of?
What color is Dr. Phil for two? Are you ready, Dr. Phil?
I am. It's in my mind. It's in my mind.
Goes into his trance. Okay, go.
What is deep purple?
Right.
Wow.
Purple.
Wait, hold on.
Absolutely right, and I am not lying.
Is that really it?
Purple was the color. Purple.
Purple. Oh, was that like a D joke?
Yes, it was.
God.
That's what I was thinking of.
God. Dr. Phil.
Front and back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Then better put red in there, too.
Yeah, who wants to play the starfish pole game?
Okay. Here
All right, Rob, you're in control.
Let's end this. For three.
Dr. Phil for three.
You got a color, Dr. Phil?
Not yet. Hold on. Okay, there? No, I'm cheating. Wait a minute. Go.
What is yellow?
No. Steve, your chance to steal.
What is pink?
No.
What was the color, Dr. Phil?
The aforementioned brown. There we go. Neither one of you got that one. And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
That's it. Who's got what, Dr. Phil?
I don't know. All I know is that my car reeks of fajitas. Rob has $11, and Steve has $4, Dr. Don.
All right, guys. It's final Low Budget Jeopardy. You physically force you both to bet it all, and you have a 50-50 shot here because the category is true or false. And here is your answer.
True or false?
A beverage company is betting that carbonated milk will be a hit and will be on the shelves by the end of the month. True or false? A major beverage company is betting that carbonated milk will be a hit and be on your store shelves in a matter of weeks. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Baking with Dr. Phil, a kitchen guide for the aspiring pastry chef. From the sweetest cream puffs to making your pie crust tender and flaky.
But you wrote a diet book.
I'll take, this is my guide, not my book. I'll take you on a buttery ride of your life through the Dr. Phil kitchen. And when your pies, breads, cakes, and pastries, they'll be the talk of the neighborhood. And remember, don't forget the lard. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Now we don't have the song. Here's a
and see you at the Magic Pan.
The machine is screwed up.
I love crepes, don't you?
Who do we want to go to first?
Steve.
And here he is. Steve. Here we go. Steve, a major beverage company is betting that carbonated milk will be a hit and will be on your store shelves by the end of the month.
What is true?
You double your score to $8. Carbonated milk.
Rob, if you have the right answer, you're the big winner.
What is false?
Stolen from you, Rob. I can counsel you on how to handle your grief. Steve, you are our champion.
Yay! Man, who would have thought carbonated milk? Yuck.
I love it, especially with strawberry syrup.
Let's see. Steve, you're the big winner. Rob, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here now is the ever-fatter Dr. Phil to tell you what you want. Dr. Phil.
Before we start, Don, you know what goes good with carbonated milk?
What?
Carbonated Toll House cookies. All right, here's what you've won, Rob. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You have won a Inside the NFL prize pack.
Yes.
Catch HBO's Inside the NFL with Bob Costas, Chris Collinsworth, Dan Marino, and Chris Carter.
Marino.
Inside the NFL airs every Wednesday at 10 p.m., 9 central on HBO. But wait,
there's more.
You have won a DVD box set of 24 Season 2. Now available on DVD in a 7-disc collector's edition. Only show that has been called an addictive, adrenaline-fueled thriller.
I'm Jack.
24 Season 2. Own it today.
Well, good read, Dr. Bill.
Let's go take a boat ride on a river of malted milk.
All right, Steve, Rob, have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, Dr. Bill. Thank you.
Bon appetit.
Thanks. Hold on a second. And
I have to go to the bathroom.
I bet you do.
It's been very stressful for me here, and I've used all my pain suppression therapy to prevent myself from making.
Have you already gone?
I'm about to. I am capping.
Okay.
It's a Dr. Phil Brown cap.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
What are you wiping? Are you wiping right now?
I'm streaking. Have you ever seen your dog go across the living room floor?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Take care. I have to go.
Exactly. Wiping his
yeah. Dragging. He was dragging his hiney.
On the chair. Dragging.
Yeah.
When we come back, who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
This guy.
This guy.
This guy.
You don't want this guy.
If I could find his name.
Has he no name?
Man, I'd be happy. Well, here's all I know.
Okay.
He's a writer. He's got some book he's pushing.
Uh-huh.
He likes our show.
Yeah.
You let him plug his book, mainly because he was a joke writer for Jay Leno for 2 years.
Oh. So we can get a little insight into the mind of Jay?
Right. And I think he knows that we think that Jay sucks.
Right.
So the trade-off will be this guy, who incidentally was you know, he needs a better publicist because I got 2 pages about the book and all the stuff he's done, but it never mentions his name.
Oh.
This guy, the deal is he'll tell us about Jay Leno, and then we'll let him plug his book.
Well, that's good. And I thought, you know, Jay Leno has that, like, whacked out schedule, right? With, with his writers.
We want to know about that. And I'm guessing, hi, Charlie.
Hi, his name is Bruce Stockler.
Bruce Stockler.
Okay. Stockler?
Bruce?
Yeah, Stockler.
Bruce Stockler.
There you go.
Well, we'll see what he's got to say.
Yeah.
Depending on how good he is, will depend on how much airtime he gets.
Bueno.
That's how it goes. It's Friday. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Reminds me of my old girlfriend back in Nebraska, Gina Statutory.
McGee is statutory, and she went to Lincoln High, and she was voted Miss Lincoln because every guy in school took a shot at her in the balcony.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Profoundly normal, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike show on the Westwood One.
I gotta do it.
Radio Network. Joining us now is Bruce Stockley. Bruce Stocker? Bruce Stock...
Stalker?
Stock...
Like a stalker?
Stocker.
Stockler.
Stockler.
Stockler like Stifler.
Right.
Stockler.
Stockler.
Bruce Stockler. Stockler, I hardly knew her.
Right.
He has written a book called I Sleep at Red Lights, A True Story of Life After Triplets. We'll let him plug his book.
Very good.
The main reason that we want the guy on the show, and I'm nervous about this because we've already had Dave Barry on, and it sets a dangerous precedent that if you think you tune into the show, you're going to hear authors.
Like a book club.
Yeah.
Hey, why not raise the bar a little bit?
No,
you know?
Come on. No, listen, the lowering the bar has
this
gotten
be
us.
Be a new development for us?
Lowering the bar has gotten us where we are.
Oh, all right, you're right about
that. We're going to continue to lower the bar.
I understand.
So, Rob, get the fart sound effects ready. Just in case. Bruce?
Hi, guys. Hi, Mike. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. So, we're more than willing to plug your book.
Is it Stockler?
It's Stockler, and I'll make it easy for you. The reason that guys in your audience should buy the book is you give it to your wife or your girlfriend, and they'll say, hey, thanks, and they'll start thinking, hey, what a real sensitive gift, and then you'll get some that night. So there you go. There's a real practical reason to buy the book, and I'm done with the plug-in. How's that?
Now, see, he got the plug-in at the front.
So now
we can talk about everything
now,
else.
Now we can put that bar beneath the ground and bury it. Go ahead.
All right, so you wrote jokes for Jay Leno.
Yeah, I did. I wrote for Jay for 2 years.
Then you mean like when you...
As a freelancer. I wasn't on his staff. I was a freelancer.
So you weren't out there. You weren't out there in Burbank.
No, I wasn't out in California.
What's the best joke you ever wrote for Jay Leno that he used?
Let's see. The one that got the biggest laugh was, I hear they're now operating on hemorrhoids with lasers. Gee, talk about seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And, talking about lowering the bar, that one got the biggest applause line.
Well, you know, on Leno's show, I suppose that's really working blue.
Jay's delivery was a little bit better than mine. I'm a failed stand-up comic, and I like to write it, but I can't perform.
Now, when you send things to guys like that, I had a friend of mine that ended up being a news guy, Bill McCuddy, who used to send jokes to Dennis Miller.
Then he used to fax them, and Dennis Miller would use them?
Exactly.
And he just, you don't get paid. I mean, he didn't get paid, right? It was the same thing?
Same thing. No, Jay's real good about that. Guys in your audience, you could call the Tonight Show, get the fax number. I don't know. I mean, it's been a few years since I sent him any jokes, but Jay's real democratic. He'll look at your jokes, and if he got the stuff, he gets paid. Now, at the time, this is the late 80s when he first, around 89, when he first got the Tonight Show Monday night slot. That's why I was working for him. And he paid $50 a joke, and I was 29 years old. I would have done it for free.
Would he pay you $50 a joke even if he didn't use them?
No, you got paid 50 for the ones he used. So I wrote, so it's hard work. I wrote
pretty 50, sweet. He's got people all over the country doing that,
right? So
yeah, 50 jokes and to sell one. And but you know what? It was the best opening party line I ever had in my life. So I would have paid him.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're a little loyal to Jay Leno. I want to tell you my theory about Jay Leno.
Okay.
I don't find him to be funny. I don't find the show to be funny. I think the show beats the Letterman show. Because it's very simple. Jay Leno comes out with very bright lights.
And loud colors.
And shoots t-shirts into the crowd. Right. And he's able to get Ben and Jen on his show. And, right. Letterman is stuck with, the girls with hula hoops coming out. And his set is decidedly darker than Jay Leno's, I would say. Right. Show for show, my opinion, Letterman is funnier than Leno.
What do you weigh in on that? I mean, you sent jokes to Leno, but I mean, what's your opinion?
I think that Jay really, he's the one between the two who really wanted to have Johnny's career. And the fact that he's got the Tonight Show gave him the kind of pulpit to do what he wants to do. So, I really watch either Jay or Dave that much anymore.
But if you had to pick one of the, if you had to pick one of the guys
as a funnier comedian,
who's funnier?
Well, I mean, Dave's more. I mean, more my sense of humor is more cynical, more sarcastic. Mm. But you know, when Jay was doing clubs, he was a lot darker.
But what about as they are today?
As they are today, I'd probably prefer Dave. I mean, his humor is more akin to.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that one of the problems with Jay is what you mentioned. He was, as a matter of fact, he was a funny stand-up. I saw some of his early stuff that was actually funny.
Well, if you
then
remember,
he kind of sold out like an artist would sell out.
If you remember when Letterman used to have him on in the beginning, it would always be, what's your beef? You know,
well, here's my beef, Dave.
And he was funny.
He was funny.
Wasn't he one of Letterman's?
And his nightclub act is still, the last time I saw him,
Jay?
A little bit darker. But he's reaching for that middle American audience. He's got appeal to housewives and to people.
See, I disagree with that. I think you ought to push the envelope, just like Saturday Night Live should do that.
When you knew Jay, did Jay ever work blue?
No. I mean, the time that I knew him, he was really intent on sort of getting his foot in that Monday night time slot that Johnny was doing.
Did you have personal contact with him?
Yeah, I did have. I was editor of a film magazine for many years, and actually that's how I met him. I've written an article about him. He'd done his Doritos commercials many years ago.
You know, he still can't interview. I mean, he's had that show for how long? 11 years, something like that. He still cannot interview.
What amazes me about that is when you watch Jay Leno do an interview with a guest, all you'd have to do is just dig up some of the old tapes of Johnny and just watch that, because really that was the best part of Johnny, I thought.
Right.
The way he would handle and he'd let a guest, especially a guest that was on a roll, just go. Jay can't do that, and I don't understand where that comes from. Do you have any idea about that?
Well, you know, I think the problem with all the talk shows, and Dave tries to get around this, but he's the only one who really can, is that it's all prepackaged now. These guys are on book tours or actors on movie tours, and they come out, and what their handlers tell them is, you know, stay on message, and as much as Jay or Dave will try to get them off message, you know, they want to talk about their book and plug their book. And so the problem is the networks are kind of saddled with this model of plugging stuff, and so and that's why I think that, you know, that Jay expanded and started doing some more of the comedy bit, so we could have the freedom to pursue his own something.
You ever see Jay shave his wife's mustache?
No, I haven't seen that.
What's her name, Maris?
Yeah,
Mavis. 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 Frazier's brother's
right.
Wife.
Right. In all of your time associating with Jay Leno and the Tonight Show,
yeah,
who's the biggest a-hole celebrity that you ever came in contact with?
Well, I didn't really. I mean, I sort of wrote for Jay from my home and faxed the jokes in, and then we talked.
Do you have anything for us? Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Who's the most famous person I ever met?
Don't answer a question with a question.
I met Ronald Reagan, and
was that BA before Alzheimer's?
I met Ronald Reagan before BP, before he was president. I met
him in 1979. How old are you?
I'm 43. I was a stringer for the paper in Philly, and I went and interviewed him and in New Jersey for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I actually have a picture of myself with him. And the scary thing is, the picture was taken in 1979. He looks just like he does, you know, like from 2 years ago.
Who's someone that we would have, we've heard of Reagan, of course, but
right.
But anyone,
any show business luminaries?
You ever meet the captain or Tennille or?
I met Captain Noah. He was on TV in Philly, but I don't think you guys know him.
Captain Noah? Was that your, like, the children's show?
He was like the Captain Kangaroo of Philly.
Hold on one second. We'll be right back. Hold on just a second, sir. The name of the book is I Sleep at Red Lights, A True Story of Life After Triplets. Mm-hmm. Hold on just a second, please. Hold on. Now, how do I put this on hold so he can't hear it?
Yeah, I want to mention something here.
Go ahead. He can't hear us.
Okay, what I'm going to mention to you is what this guy has done. He does what my friend Bill used to do, send to Dennis Miller. He's not on the writing staff of Leno's show, so he claims that he writes for Jay Leno by simply, he sends him jokes, like hundreds of people have done.
So he's a hack.
Well, he's,
with no offense to your friend, but it's just,
I don't want to say that he's misrepresenting himself, but what he does is what many guys do, and you just send that along, and your reward is really not the $50. Your reward is if he does, by some stretch of the imagination, use your joke on.
Well, he does put it here. I was a freelance joke writer for Jay Leno for 2 years. My jokes were used on the air and in Jay's personal
appearance. So he's telling the truth. Technically, he's telling the truth. We kind of thought that this is the guy that would go back to Jay's house at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, write and do that type of stuff.
Mike, he also wrote for David Steinberg.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so.
Right, well, he's doesn't have nothing to say, but it's, you know, it's what it is.
Okay, hold on. I'll just pick up the phone.
Right.
Hello, who's this, please? Hello? Hello?
I don't know.
Is he gone?
We try it on the air. Hold on. Is he going to let him down? Hello?
Hello? Now it sounds like nothing's coming up.
Hello, Bruce?
We're getting nothing now.
Oh, hold on a second. There you go.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Hang up the handset.
I'll hang up the handset.
Put him on hold. I think he just hung up on him.
Oh, wow.
Hang up the handset. Then hit the keypad. No, but then you.
Oh, I just did. Yeah, see,
now he's
like
on
that.
The handset. Put him on hold.
No, he's gone. It's dial tone.
Jesus Christ.
It's dial tone. I got nothing. Wow. I hung up on the guy.
That's too bad. No, that's a shame.
Well, you know what the thing is?
Uh-huh.
That's a pisser.
Yeah.
We've had really great shows every day all this week, mm-hmm. I thought.
Well, he is not a writer for Jay Leno. He's not.
Well, I mean,
a writer for Jay Leno is a guy, when you right. see the Emmy Awards given out, that's the writing staff. A writer for Jay Leno.
I'm sorry, I booked him.
Would have had, you know,
pitched him.
Contact with Jay. He met Jay when he was working for a film magazine.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Hold on.
Hasn't even.
We'll save this segment.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
There you have it.
What do that interview and Robert Palmer have in common?
I don't think we need to answer that. I think everybody knows.
Wow. God, that was bad.
Oh, well. Well, it was.
It was really, really bad. Really, really bad.
Who knew?
I don't have anything bad to say about Jay.
Yeah. Well, he did actually say he liked Letterman better than Jay. That was.
Well, he was under pressure.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Hey, you save every segment with a yodel.
Got a buzz. Jesus.
Hey, don't let it get you down. Come on now. Don't let it ruin your weekend. I know you'll stew on this.
It will.
You're like Letterman.
A great week.
You're like Letterman. You're going to go into the postmortem and you're going
to
feel depressed.
No. Listen to me. We work very hard all week to make sure we don't bitch and complain about how awful things are, because they aren't awful now. Mm-hmm. We're very hard to make sure we have a great show. We could have taken that time reading this article about Kelly Ripa.
Do you want to come out to dinner with Buzz and me?
No. Are you going out to dinner with Buzz tonight?
I'm going to Hooters.
No. No offense, no.
Okay. Just for a couple of wings?
No.
All right.
In a world where owning a radio
you're really going out with it, though?
He was excited.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's on the diet.
He made it up.
Yeah.
There's Buzz. You're going to Hooters tonight with Buzz?
Well, you know the wings I ate yesterday. I eat a lot of them.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
We will.
Have a good time. No offense, guys.
We understand.
None taken.
No, really. No.
I'm kidding.
No offense.
That's fine.
No offense. I have the chance. Listen, here's my chance.
Do you think I'm taking offense?
Here are my options. I can go out with you guys.
Right.
Or I can go home and be by myself.
I understand that.
You gotcha. Know me.
I know
you.
Gotcha. And this will be very brief.
And I can go home and over just sit in a room and go, we had a great week until 5:55 today.
Mm-hmm.
When the Jay Leno...
Don't let it get to you.
When the Jay Leno guy came on the show.
There's still time for fun.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that he wasn't horrible.
Well, now those words will echo through my head the entire weekend.
I'm sorry.
The entire weekend. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, who's doing Nicole Kidman? Is it Nicolas Cage or Lenny Kravitz?
Ooh.
It's Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. I've seen it in the tabloids.
We'll see.
All right, stay tuned.
For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show. Time for a caller number 100.
Very exciting.
I want to tell you something. This is going to be an impossible number caller 100, though,
really?
To win the Southwest Airlines flyaway.
It's a great prize.
Let me tell you the question right now, though. It had to do with that last suck 10 minutes of radio that we did.
A little insight?
Uh-huh. You got to remember the name of his book.
Oh. You are. I remember that.
Okay?
I think I do.
Yeah, to kind of prove that at least you listened before you turned it off because it was so bad, mm-hmm. and then you came back now to hear the solicit.
Way to do it, and that'll make your weekend.
Well, no, it won't.
I just hope and pray the first caller gets it right.
Anyway, call 100 wins the Southwest Airlines Flyaway. Southwest Airlines, the low fare leader. Mike, except for the last 10 minutes, that was all very...
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, boogie down, baby.
Yeah.
Cyber Buzz's music comment. Buzz brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
It's doctor developed, clinically tested. Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax, 1-888 VMAX. All right, just ahead of Buzz, let's give away another Southwest Airlines flyaway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Awful segment we just did. They all can't be home runs.
They can't. Let it go. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if anyone was actually listening to that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You're the 100th caller, and what is your name?
Scott Merritt.
Hi, Scott. Where are you from?
I'm from Delaware.
Are you listening on 96 Rock?
No, I'm listening on Live 105.
Live 105.
Very good. Beautiful. Great signal. Excellent.
That guy that we just had on.
Loser.
Loser. Yes, correct.
Right there.
I did hear it, but I know he's a loser.
Do you know the name of his book?
I Fall Asleep at Red Lights.
Wow. No.
No?
Technically, no.
Why not?
Because I want to really be a ball buster. No.
Ball buster. I listened to the whole thing.
I mean, should I give it to him or not?
I think you should.
Yeah,
I really do. I think the judges have to give him a free pass on that one.
Yeah. Right. It's not...
Well, what is the title?
Only because I know people will call who are mad. It's not mm-hmm. I Fall Asleep at Red Lights. It's...
I Fell.
No, it's I Sleep at Red Lights.
Oh, I Sleep at Red Lights.
I Sleep at Red Lights.
Oh, now I understand where you're coming from. He heard it and he got the concept.
See, but... Hi, Adolf.
Hi, Rob.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah. Here's the listener's friend right here.
Here we go, right now.
I don't know. I just weigh in with an I don't know.
Well, you want? Well, see, now we've given it away.
Have we?
Well, we've
true.
Oh, I think. Come on.
I listen. Okay, it's a dealer's choice. This guy.
Yeah, why not?
You just do it
once.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Rob.
Get out of here.
Rob, evil Rob.
Thank you for listening. You won the round trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to the destination of your choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, what he was really thinking was he'll get nothing unlike it.
Southwest Airlines has 2,700 daily nonstop flights cross country, including great service of Florida. Southwest Airlines, your low fare leader. Thank you for listening.
And thank you, Don and Mike.
Have a great trip wherever you go.
Enjoy.
Let me just take the pulse here.
I hope I haven't caused trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike. Was that okay to give that to that guy?
I don't think so. He didn't even know the subtitle thing, the second line of it.
What was the second line?
My life after triplets.
No, that's... See? Now I would give that to you as well.
My life after triplets?
What's she saying, Rob?
I'm not whining, but I do want the ticket.
The entire book is I Sleep at Red Lights, a true story of life after triplets. So technically, if you had said that, we would have given you that too, even though you really didn't exactly have it 100%.
So what do you think? You think we should...
As nice to me as you were to him?
Do you think we should give everybody a little slack?
Well, no, we've already given the other guy the prize.
Tickets are gone.
The tickets are gone.
Right. Yeah, but I'm asking him anyway.
Oh, there's no ticket.
No, right, there's no ticket.
Can I get a CD? Can I get anything?
Can I get everything? Can I get anything?
Yeah.
I tell you what, yes, you can get something. Hold on just a second.
I'm afraid.
Oh, he's got a prize for you.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, my.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, he's getting it out now, man.
Uh-oh.
You get to, would you like some DNA?
I see a shadow of
Rob,
get out of the way.
Hey, she just paid you a compliment. I'm closing my eyes when this is happening. He's taking a tape head cleaner.
Oh, no.
And he's putting it into his nether Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
I don't like this gift.
Let's mail that right.
Last segment did shake you up.
I don't like it.
I want to puke. Man.
I took one of those big, gigantic Q-tips.
Uh-huh.
That falls squarely under Joe territory. I'm not touching it.
One of those big old Q-tips. And put it right.
I want to block my ears, my eyes, my nose. That is, you got a good sample there.
It sure did.
You had a success. That was a successful swab.
Right. It's well, Dr. Phil would have liked it.
Yes, he would.
It's an odd mixture of. It's not, Mike. Look at it.
I am not, Don. I am not looking at that. I am not.
It's the color of Arnold Schwarzenegger's hair.
Yes,
it's not deep brown.
Would you like his Q-tip?
No, thank you.
Okay.
The good news is that it's tested negative for strep.
Oh, my God.
All right, honey. I tried to give you a prize.
I guess that means you'll have to throw it away.
A personal prize. You understand what I did? I took a Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
I undid my pants, put the Q-tip between two pillows,
Rob,
and came up with some residue for you.
And then waved
Rob,
it around.
Come here.
Thank you.
Rob.
Now, why are you pulling out money for Rob?
Give that to Don. I will pay him not to throw that away right now in his trash can. Please. No, thank you. Please.
You got another one that looks like this?
No. That's fair. Come on. That's fair.
$20?
Yeah. Q-tip. Yeah, please.
Do you have another 20?
No, I'm not paying you $40.
God damn it. That's not fair.
Oh, he's pointing it
please,
at me.
Please. At least give him the money.
Please, God.
Autumn colors are in the air.
Please, God. No, he can keep it. He can keep
oh,
it.
Okay.
Now I'm... Hey, Andrew Jackson. How you doing?
Andrew now has a mustache.
I'm
no,
far.
I've not touched it.
Oh,
I've
Mark.
Not touched it. And watch, Mike. Here it goes.
No keys thrown away.
One, two, three. Gone.
Okay.
In the garbage.
Enjoy your $20 bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you, lady, thank you.
No problem.
And never say I didn't try to give you a prize.
I won't. I can't.
I tried to give you something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right there.
You know,
right, see
I like it when we blaze the trail. You wiped your eye. That was not necessarily a good idea.
All I
that's
touched,
right. The Q-tip is.
All I touched was the big wooden end of the Q-tip.
You did.
And then rubbed your eyes
some more. I'm really rubbing my
eyes. Take it from somebody
who's been
there.
You know what I'm doing now? I'm overcompensating because I think that Jay Leno thing was so bad.
I understand. You know, you've really gone to the way. You know what? You've made it all right.
I'm really overcompensating.
You are overcompensating.
Wow.
When in doubt, go to a bodily fluid.
Incubation period's 11 days. So.
Buzz, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I'm healthy as a horse.
Oh, my.
Have a good time tonight at Hooters in Fairfax with Mike.
You know I will.
Sorry, Mike.
All right.
I kind of threw you under the car with that one.
I gave you a $20 bill, too. No, I don't want it back now. I just don't.
Why?
It's got
no BM on it.
It's for you. It's for you.
Okay.
And it's not that it's coming off your hands. I think you put it where the Q-tip was resting. We could have all been resting.
Listen, one day if we come in this studio with a black light again,
right.
You'll find out that my Q-tip that briefly went between my pillows
is not the only thing that's dirty in here.
It's inconsequential.
I think you're probably right.
Absolutely.
You know what? It's been a long time since we've done a black light show.
Yeah.
It's been years, and I think we need to do one again.
Fun.
Anyway, here is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Nicolas Cage has apparently moved on after trying to hook up with Angelina Jolie. Word is he's now set his sights on Nicole Kidman. He reportedly tried to meet her at the Toronto Film Festival. He even asked for a hotel room near hers. But apparently the two weren't even in town at the same time.
$20, this is like almost half of a Jay Leno joke.
Yes, absolutely. Don't let it go.
I'm trying.
Please let it go.
Nicole may have other plans anyway. A source close to rocker Lenny Kravitz says she and he are engaged.
Wow. You should fax the Q-tip idea to Jay.
Yeah, let him do that on the Tonight Show.
whenever you do a bit like jaywalking to sink over, just pull your pants out. Ask the guys in the band to turn their back, as I did with Rob. I said, please move away.
Turn your back, Kevin.
Pull your pants down.
Put a Q-tip
down there and see what you come up with.
Oh!
Hello, this is Jay Leno. Here's my Q-tip experiment.
As far as that goes,
yeah,
I'm proud. That could have been worse.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how.
That could have been... Buzz? Yes.
Please, Buzz.
Stop it.
Okay,
please. I'm playing in mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
I can.
It could have been a lot worse than it was.
It sure could have.
Actually, it was nothing.
Yeah. It was almost yellow.
I see your point.
It was almost yellow in color.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Almost.
I guess that's a good thing.
Almost.
Lenny Kravitz had been engaged to a Victoria's Secret model, but that apparently didn't work out, and Lenny and Nicole have been spotted together numerous times over the summer. So now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Yep.
Welcome to the complicated fabric that is Madonna. This weekend, she'll host a spiritual gathering to kick off one of the Jewish High Holy Days. She'll be at the Marriott in New York, hosting a retreat for people in her sect, celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Then on Tuesday, she'll put on leather straps and play a dominatrix in a new Britney Spears video. In between, she'll be at a bookstore to promote her new children's book. See? Complicated fabric.
Uh-huh.
So she is...
This is Michael Hoffman, right. And you're listening to Jew to Jew.
So she is celebrating...
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, isn't it like 15 minutes before sundown? Or
exactly at sundown, I guess.
Now, is this an eating one or a non-eating one?
This is New Year. This is a festive celebration.
Yeah, this isn't the one. Yom Kippur is the one with all the atoning. And remember,
that's atonement.
Mm-hmm, right. Remember, you can tell when it's sundown when you can no longer tell a white thread from a gray thread or something like a red thread from a black thread.
Oh, really? That makes sense. Well, yeah. See, he's 1/8.
Right.
So. Yeah.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
So how will you be celebrating Rosh Hashanah, Rob?
Robbie.
What? For 12 and a half minutes, I'm going to be wearing a party hat.
There you go. Very good. Congratulations.
Because you are...
One-eighth Jewish.
One-eighth Jew.
Or 12.5%.
Rob.
So Madonna, Rosh Hashanah, she's got the children's book signing.
Yep. But now, is Madonna Jewish?
She's in a sect called Kabbalah. It's a very mystical sect of the Jewish religion. Now, very popular... in Hollywood, largely thanks to Madonna, who's been signing people up.
Really?
Yes.
I understand all you need to join this religion is a Q-tip.
A Q-tip. I'm Ed Hall. Here's Jay's Q-tip.
A Q-tip. And then you have to squeeze yourself into a size 36 jean when really you're like a 37. And have a very stressful interview that you don't think goes well.
That'll do it.
It's fine. The books, by the way, are pre-autographed, the children's books by Madonna. There'll be no personal salutations and no pictures will be allowed, hence the term diva.
And if anyone for Rosh Hashanah is thinking about doing that,
mm-hmm.
use a Jew-tip, not a Q-tip.
Yeah, bingo.
Use the Jew-tip.
Say.
Say.
Time for a commercial.
All right, then.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Solid men who work with their hands free. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. I was saying yeah. And the microphone wasn't turned on. I was like, this is what you guys were hearing. And I was going, yeah. And Mike was going, Buzz just nodding his head to the music.
Smiling and enjoying.
And now, once again, here is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So, what does Dick Cheney know that we don't? Well, probably a lot, but something's up. The vice presidential residence is on the grounds of the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington. And for the past year, his neighbors have been hearing explosions. The kind you'd hear when dynamite's being used at a construction site.
Hey, you said Dick.
Yes, I did. That's our vice president.
What's he doing now?
A writer for GQ says his government source says, quote, they're building a nuclear bunker underneath his house. The vice president, who's spent at least some time in hiding since 9/11, is apparently getting a bomb shelter. By the way, there are reports Cheney still holds interest in a company that's getting tens of billions of taxpayer dollars to rebuild Iraq.
Halliburton.
Yes, that's the one.
There they are. Screaming from the highest mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Buzz, I think you're wrong about that. The noise, I believe...
It wasn't dynamite?
No, it was a bear in his kitchen. he had a kid down the block.
Uh-huh.
Kid down the block threw M-80s in his kitchen.
Yeah, that's the explosion.
That must have been it.
Based on what he's told us, Secretary of State Colin Powell is quitting at the end of W's first term. But there's been talk lately he might stick around for a second term, if there is one. David Letterman tried to get clarification last night on his show. It went like this.
What are we talking about?
This is a Colin Powell.
Once again, a black man.
The Secretary of State. And here's how the conversation went with David Letterman. Dave.
Here's what he had to say.
I love bitches.
Dave, let's assume he wins a second term. Would you be his Secretary of State? Would you like to continue, or have you, in fact, told him you would not continue? Powell, I have enjoyed my job enormously and will serve at the pleasure of the President.
Damn, that's the angry bitch.
How long do you want to do this, says Powell. Dave, I would infer then that you will be a Secretary of State if he wins another term. Powell, oh, I'll be Secretary of State for as long as I serve at his pleasure.
He jumped around like a little bitch.
Dave, and you haven't incurred his displeasure, have you? Powell, not so far today, but it's early.
Once again, a black man.
Buzz, the most important question.
Yes?
How has this impacted Colin?
That's good.
Another musician gone before his time. Sharply dressed British rocker Robert Palmer has died of a heart attack at the age of 54. His hits included Addicted to Love and Simply Irresistible. And writer George Plimpton is dead at the age of 76. He wrote Paper Lion and was a friend of beatnik writer Jack Kerouac. Paper Lion was about his trying out for the 1976 Detroit Lions. He also pitched to Willie Mays and joined the circus as a trapeze artist just so he could write about those things.
I always thought he was kind of an aloof dick.
Erudite. Plimpton interviewed great authors for his magazine, appeared in movies, and even made a guest appearance once on The Simpsons.
Phone call from Rob this morning.
Yes.
I ask you not.
Yes.
Earlier than we normally speak.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. He goes, doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Oh, dear.
I said, huh? Robert Palmer's dead. He could not wait.
Couldn't wait. Yes, they should know that about the show. We all try to beat each other with the death news.
Yeah. I said to Mike when Mike got in, and no disrespect, I said, I'm so glad you don't know anything.
Right.
Because I was able to lay both Robert Palmer and George Plimpton on him.
And it brought you a great deal of joy to double up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It did. Grim Reaper with you. Right now, I got a video copy of WKRP in Cincinnati, a copy of Paper Lion and Robert Palmer's greatest hits. Call me 666-666-666. Yeah.
They will be missed.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. One will.
But now that he's stuck his leathery neck out in a debate, other Republicans are finally starting to get behind Arnold Schwarzenegger, and just in time, the election's 11 days away.
Yesterday. And so's your birthday.
That's right, October 7th.
RJ.
Yesterday, Republican leaders from around the world, or from around the state, rather, endorsed Arnold for governor. All of them except the one who's running against him, and that's State Senator Tom McClintock. He says he's keeping his promise.
Cross-eyed. He's cross-eyed.
Stay in it until the end, even though the other Republicans are pressuring him to drop out. That's a tough break for Arnold, who's tied in the polls right now with the leading Democrat, Bustamante.
Bustamante! R.J. Diaz, start buttling.
Yes, yes, please.
Get Buzz a gift.
In sports, the new NFL Network, owned and operated by the National Football League, is ready to sign on November 4th, but it's having a tough time getting cable companies to carry the channel. The network already has a deal with DirecTV, but wants to offer NFL Sunday Ticket to cable operators as well. That's the pay package that allows you to see some out-of-market games. The cable company's problems with this have to do with money and how to package the services.
Yeah, DirecTV didn't want them to do it either.
No. Right, because that's why people, myself included, that's the reason I have DirecTV. It's because the only channel you can get the NFL games on.
Yeah, but I think for money people everywhere, I mean, I hope they give it to the cable systems because then you get the bidding war.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one thing. Very briefly, one thing is maybe those of you around the country are having the same problem with Sunday Ticket. Like last week, the Redskins were on the Fox station,
right.
And the Jets game was on the local CBS station.
Right.
When I went to the 700s to watch those games,
right.
It said those games are blacked out in your area.
Yeah, stop doing it.
Meaning I had to, you know, I got my rotation.
Including
on,
a high def feed.
On Sunday, when I go from 706 to 716 where the games are, those are the channel numbers.
Right.
You memorize. The challenge, you go, okay, Titans are on 708, Packers are on 716. Well, to put 9 and 5 into that rotation, frankly, it's very taxing.
Very tedious, and you can't go through all the games.
And you should
keystrokes.
Yes, and you should just be able to get all of the, you're already paying. You should just be able to get all of the games. Maybe you guys around the country, maybe it happens to you
sense.
Too.
All I have to say is, God, life is tough.
You know, maybe in Buffalo. You know, you're not able to get the Bills game on Sunday Ticket. Mike, I just want everyone to live life like they were the Dean's Peanuts.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
There you go.
Grab a Q-tip. Have a party.
Sure.
Yellow Q-tip party.
Grab a Q-tip and have a party.
Finally, in England, they call it dogging, as in taking your dog for a walk through the park. But if you go to the park, you won't see many dogs. What you will see is strangers having anonymous sex in the woods. Sometimes it's just a man or a woman having sex alone. Sometimes having sex with another stranger, someone
it's
even
consensual,
even
right?
They don't know. Yes, it is okay. Consensual.
It would be wrong to play that sound effect.
They do, well, unless it's good. They
this
do
is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
They do it in parked cars, behind bushes, and sometimes in front of other people. They meet first at dogging websites to arrange time, place, signals, and the like. Officials are concerned about muggings, diseases, and the, quote, condoms, lubricants, and clothing left behind.
Yee.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've got to go.
Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frito. Love you, Bart. And we'll be back Monday with the all-new episode.
And don't forget next Friday, Donnie's tip of the week. Been waiting all day for that.
All right, good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
On a week and a prayer.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'll see you in the dogging website.
Okay.
BM.
Peter Q-tip.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.